CliffCentral.com. Good morning, world, and welcome to the very first Cliff Central broadcast of the Gareth Cliff Show. My name is Harry Sideropoulos, announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show. I've made a mess of my pants already, and I know you have too. Now clean yourself up and get ready, because the wait is over. The stars are all here. The moment has come. The microphones are hot, the cameras are live, and Leanne is already completely out of her mind drunk. Mabali is flirting with every intern in the office, and Damon is busy doing what he always does. Nothing. Everything is as it should be. And now, the man who makes Cyril Ramaphosa himself jealous, the man who has President Obama on speed dial, the man who's unable to hold down any relationship for more than 1 year, a tall, geeky, weird guy with crooked teeth, a fighter, a pro midget wrestling champion, a lover of large, round, fat woman, finally free from the shackles of the SABC and commercial FM radio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Gareth Cliff.
Thank you, Harry Sideropoulos. Wow, what a way to start. We're live. We're live on on the internet. And I always used to think that this would be a horrible thing to end up happening to me, but it's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life. This is very, very cool. Harry, it's so cool to have you here, man.
It's so cool to be here, man, on the first Gareth Cliff. This is awesome.
You were the first voice we will ever broadcast on this channel.
Well, I'm beyond flattered, man.
Harry, when you speak, my organs inside my body vibrate.
Maybe you can stay, man. And not only that, I also get prettier as the hour goes by.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the most exciting thing. And obviously, welcome to everybody. This is history in the making, and I'm very, very pleased that you're part of it, because this is not going to, it's not going to be like any other channel, it's not going to be like any other radio show, it's not going to be like any other thing you've ever experienced, because we're going to be on TV, we're on radio, we're on internet radio, we're on mobile, we're on one of the channels, we've got all kinds of things going on all at once, and I will explain, in case people don't know, throughout the course of the show, how everything works. But welcome back. It feels like home. And today is the 1st of May. It's Workers' Day. So a lot of people are sleeping in this morning, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Lucky them.
We like punishing ourselves.
So this is how much I know the people who are listening right now love what we're doing and are having fun. It's because they will be up on a public holiday morning, probably hungover as all hell, feeling terrible.
Or not having gone to bed.
I slept 2 hours. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah. It was difficult to fall asleep. Too excited.
Harry, is there coffee anywhere?
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't been up this early for a long time.
I haven't been up this early for a long, long time. I mean, sporadically for certain things, but certainly not this early.
Well, the whole team are here. Damon, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Oh no.
As usual.
There we go.
Back.
No, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, you can hear me properly?
Yeah, very good, very good.
Well, surprisingly, so far, no technical problems. I really thought that we'd have a whole bunch of those already, so I'm feeling good about that. And as I said, we're going to be here every morning between 6 and 9. There are different ways you can guess, but this will be the beginning of something really big. And I can tell you later on what's going to be happening after 9 o'clock, but we've got exciting plans for you. So, Leanne Mole, do you want to say hello? Ass is here.
Good morning.
By the way, if you hear this, that's actually the desk.
The physical desk where we have our laptops on.
Yeah, this is actually the desk, and makes that noise. It's not we don't have a kettle drum.
It's not my boobs falling onto the table.
The sound of your boobs falling on the table would be a lot louder than that. Oh, man. So, what else do we have to tell people? We've been away for a little while. There's been a lot going on.
For a month, to be exact.
Where do we catch up?
Have you been waking up at normal hours, because that's what I was doing throughout April. I was waking up like after 8 in the morning. It was the best thing in the world.
I haven't even been going to sleep. Are you talking about waking up? I don't know what the hell my problem is. For the last 4 days, it just hasn't, no matter what I've done, I've tried to make myself tired through the day. We could go to gym or whatever. I've been trying to, I would play with myself before I went to sleep.
Oh, well, you know, a lot of energy is expended.
I would drink no coffee at all through the day.
And it didn't help?
No, nothing made any difference.
Well,
you just said this is
the most exciting thing you've done in your life. I mean, there's your answer.
Yeah, I feel like I want to take a big deep breath. Should we all do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sir, that's better. It's not helping, right?
Just don't fall asleep.
Can I just get coffee? I'm going to go and find coffee.
All right, you go and get some coffee.
I'm going to find coffee.
This is going to be very real and kind of raw. And we're expecting some technical problems, but what I'd like to do is give you the phone number. If you're listening to us now, you want to give us a call. I want to see what's going on, who's out there, see if this is even working, if you're getting the signal. If you can hear us, this is like, it's like I'm calling out from some deep, dark place.
Help! Can you hear me? SOS!
We might be coming out in Russian on the other side.
Could be. So you never know with the internet. It's hardly reliable. But we're working on WeChat. We're working on cliffcentral.com. So those are happening right now. If you can hear us, 0861, write this down, 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. And if you get that down now and you can call us, then we'll put you on air, see who the first caller is on our show. Quite exciting, huh, Harry? What do you like? What do you think of the studio? You like it?
I like it. And there's like a lot of cameras everywhere, and they're filming us. And I have told them that in an hour I start getting prettier. So they don't focus on me right now. Give me about an hour.
In an hour I start getting more annoyed. So that's exactly when they're going to turn off their cameras. But it looks very beautiful. We've got this this incredible studio because it's not only for radio. So we've got to actually look good too. And I've told Liana Mabali that the pressure's really on them to be pretty every day.
Do we look okay?
You look great. Okay. Look at you two.
So waking up an hour earlier helped.
Actually, you know what? Let me address something right away. The two of you, we did a photo shoot on Saturday, and the pictures came out, and I suddenly realized I'm actually working with very attractive women.
They are very pretty.
Because for a long time, I used to just, I mean, you did come in looking bedraggled.
Yeah, sometimes in our
pajamas.
You didn't
make an
effort.
And I was, did you say that on air now? Did you go on air?
Yeah, I think he did.
Just talk to me. I just want to test Damon here.
Thought it was just between you and I.
Yeah, you can go between you and I. That's fine. All right, let's see who this is. What the hell? But what I was saying is that you two look fantastic.
Thank you.
They really do. These are very, very beautiful women here.
A bit bright, this yellow, hallucinogenic yellow you're wearing.
Well, you know, yellow looks good on black skin.
It does, you're right, I forget.
Yeah, it's also the cliffcentral.com color. Mm-hmm. Five, listen to me. That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It only took a few minutes.
And by the way, we'll tell you about what happened when we were still at five, but let's go to the calls. Hello?
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Good, yourself?
This is a nice, clear line. What's your name?
Wesley.
Hey, Wesley.
How's it? I've got out from London now. We party far and fierce.
East London. How's East London going?
That's awesome, man. Just hectic night tonight.
I had lots of love there when I was down there about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I gave you a lift up.
Good place. Oh, you did? No, he works for numbers.
No. Sorry?
You work for numbers, right?
No. I've just been to Darren and stuff now.
Oh, you did it for Darren. Yeah. Darren is the guy who works there. All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, listen, dude, thank you for the call.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry I don't remember you taking me home. How does it feel to be the first caller?
Am I the first caller? You serious?
You are the first caller on our channel.
Does that mean that there's no other callers or what is it?
No, well, there are other people, but you're the first one, so be happy with that. Stop complaining.
That's fucking awesome.
All right. Yeah, I like that. Did you just say effing awesome?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, because they can say it on the radio.
You can. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right, yeah, let's talk about the swearing thing.
Yeah.
You want to stay there, Wesley, or you want to go?
Yeah, I can hold you, sir.
All right, stay around for a while. I don't want us to just swear because.
Mm.
You know, there's a temptation. Like, I wanted to do it. It's because we can get away with it now. I don't mind if callers do it, by the way. So, Wesley, I'm not angry with you.
That's fine.
But, you know, people are very sensitive. And there are going to be people that we need to warm up to this whole idea. Because it's going to shock the hell out of them if we suddenly start effing and carrying on.
Mm.
So, I think we must just hold back a little. I've got a swearing jar.
Yes, you do. Is it still empty?
It's still empty.
Wesley technically
could put money in it. You could be the first one to put money in the swearing jar. But
yeah.
There we go. That we won't determine an amount, but depending on how severe your swearing is, then it can go in there.
And then we do breakfast with that money at the end of the week. That's what I like.
Oh, there we go. And you know what, Wesley? We could always have you EFT it in rather than have to pay it in cash.
Yeah.
All $5,000.
I think you should just make a token payment there anyway. All right, brother. Well, you sound like you really need to go and sleep. You sound terrible.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. Yeah, it was quite a hefty night.
All right, man. Okay. Anyway, very nice. Good. A lot of people are asking some questions, so you can call us and ask them yourself. But I've seen a lot of people saying, are you going to be playing music? And no. You see, the part of the show that we all enjoyed was outside of the music before.
No, I mean,
there'll be a
the
bit
best
of music
that I've ever had is on my own iPod. You know?
That's right.
And you can listen to it later.
I still think it's ridiculous in radio that there is a guy who sits in an office and decides what everyone else should listen to. Mm. Don't you?
Yeah. And especially when it's like 20 times a day Lady Gaga, because that's what the ratings say. I think that's just crap, man. Mm. I think it's, yeah. I think there's a lot of people with a lot of brains out there, and I think sometimes radio people just kind of assume that, you know, they don't know much. And I think that's crappy.
Well, there's a lot that's crappy. Yeah. But I don't want to also, I don't want to turn this into an us versus radio. Radio is what I love. It's something I've done for the longest time. And we're not here to diss them. We're here to kind of give you another option, and I think a better one. Are we sounding all right? Are these mics okay?
I sound okay in my head, which is rare. But
I can't monitor the – you've got an off-air feed, and you've got a program feed straight from the desk. This is probably really boring if you're listening, but let me just explain it anyway. I need to be able to hear what you hear, which is what we call off-air, but I can't at this stage. So I'm going on guesswork. For all I know, I sound like Mickey Mouse at the moment.
Look, I think this is the best I've sounded in a long time.
You sound terrific, but you do sound like you've been swallowing cheese grates for the last 6 months. Oh, man, that voice. East London is calling in droves this morning. Hey, Layla, what's happening in East London? Layla?
Yeah?
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm very happy. Why are you up so early? Are you up to listen to us, or are you still on the way home from something?
Actually, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I checked my iPad, and then I got an email from Gareth.
Very good.
And I was like, hey, I might as well just wake up and listen.
Well, are you at least having fun with us now? It was worth it?
You sound amazing, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's good.
That was what I was worried about. So you're happy with the quality?
It's excellent.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, baby. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that. So what do you do? What do you have to do today?
I have to go to a conference. I'm actually in East London, but I'm actually from Bloemfontein.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Conference, eh?
What a complicated life you have. You're in East London, but you're from Bloemfontein. Mm. Is there any hope for you to go to a nice city? All right, thank you, honey. Jesus,
thank you, guys.
Horrible life you've got. What do you do for a living, though?
Actually, a radio presenter.
Oh, wow.
Look at you.
Do you think this whole thing will work?
Yes.
Yeah, my stomach's still in knots, but I'll take your word for it.
I cannot believe you haven't slept in 4 days, so good luck with that.
Tell me, what's the story with the station you're on? Where are you?
It's a community radio station in the Free State. It's called Motel FM.
Would you have to speak Sesotho the whole time?
No, I actually speak English.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you have any listeners?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how many? What are your numbers?
It's about between 200 and 300,000.
Well done.
Sure.
Baby, that's fantastic. That's probably more than I got right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This time of the morning. All right.
Well, look at it this way. I just gave you a boost then.
Thank you, honey.
Ooh.
Thanks, baby.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Thank
you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. What a sweetheart. Yeah. By the way, Lone Hill Estates, Nathan sent this to me when we were talking about Harry swallowing a cheese grater and his voice being so gruff and beautiful. By the way, he's a singer, too. He's releasing an album soon.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
What kind of music?
Jazz. And it's a naughty album. It's called I Want to Dress You in Chocolate.
Oh.
Well, Mubs, for you, that would be taking off clothes.
That's true.
But listen to this. This is what Nathan from Lone Hill Estate put together for us. He knows I'm a huge AC/DC fan, so they made a song that I think you're going to like.
In the morning, when I wake, I need some stupid radio wave.
What do you think?
I love it.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Guys. All right, so here's the deal. Because we're not like a regular radio station and we're going to be doing a whole lot of interesting things, the first thing I want to tell you about is that we will be doing live auditions. In other words, giving new talent a chance to get on the air and do things. With it's off the street, basically. Mm. People who've sent emails into Damon or who have sent him recordings of themselves. They've got ideas of what they want to do with shows and things. And we're going to have them on from 9 o'clock this morning when we finish.
And Damon's right been really busy. Mm. Says he's got hundreds and thousands of emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been sifting through them.
He says they're going to be queues of people.
Probably. I mean, they had 1,000 applications in the first 2 or 3 days. Yeah. I don't know how he's made his way through those. He's probably just turfed your email. So if you find that you haven't had a response from him, he's probably ignored you. You have got back to everybody, haven't you?
No, I was very careful about that.
What did you do?
We organized an automated response, which I thought was very clever.
What did it say?
It tells people what to do. Come here between the 5th and the 9th and divide it into different days so you can come on the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, or the 9th. Between 9 and, from 10 o'clock to 6. From 10 o'clock to about 5:30.
Oh, my God, I'm already confused.
It's bad.
It probably reads the automated response as well.
Oh, I'm already confused. So, listen, the cool thing about this is that we can get in a little bit of music, but the nice thing is that to begin with, we're virtually commercial-free. We'll get to a point later on where we're going to hopefully have lots and lots of sponsors and advertisers, and people already getting involved, which I got to say I really appreciate, because we've got to pay staff and everything. We've got a huge staff. We've got more people on the team now than we ever had before.
Jeez, we've gone from 6 to 16.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I've got some very, very talented people. You will introduce you to everybody through the course of the day. You want me to do some thank yous? I've got a lot of thank yous to say. I actually wrote them down.
Oh, is this going to be like an awards show?
No, I just think, you know, people might want to know who's involved here.
Okay.
Because it's not just me and Leanne and Mabali and Damon. There's a lot of people here. So there are lots and lots of people who've brought Cliff Central to you this morning. First of all, I just want to say a big thank you to my manager, Rena, who is terrific. We've worked together 15 years. We worked it out last night.
She also hasn't been sleeping. So the two of you have not been sleeping together.
No. No, we've never been sleeping together or at the moment sleeping. I also want to thank Wayne Berger and his team from iShack. They've been such incredible supporters, and they've helped us with the website. And really, that's our home. If you go to cliffcentral.com, you'll get the stream live. And we're hoping to go 24/7, but certainly by the middle of May, we're going to be 6 to 6. So 6 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon. And I want to thank WeChat, who are our main sponsor. They came on board immediately, and it's been so much fun working with these people. You not only can listen live on your phone, but you can also interact through the course of the show in new and innovative ways. People have been downloading the voice notes we've been doing, and we've actually got one or two of those we've got to address just now. But it sounds amazing, and I think that this is going to be a really great partnership. Big thank you to them. A big thank you to the guys from Telemedia who helped us set up the studio here, because this is world class. You can hear. The sound is really good. It probably sounds better than FM, because if you drive around and you've got a good internet signal, it's better than a good FM signal. And if you're at home, which a lot of people are this morning, because it's a holiday, then you are on the wireless at home. It doesn't cost you if you're on uncapped ADSL, and it's perfect clarity of signal. You can carry your phone around the house as far as your wireless signal goes, and we're going everywhere with you, not just in your car. The other cool thing about it, you can take it to the gym. You can take it pretty much anywhere else. And we'll have stuff for you. So big thank you to them. Devesh, James, the technical team from Telemedia. Comedy Central, I've got to say thank you to them. This is what makes this more than just any other internet radio station. Harry, you know about this. Mm-hmm. Television changes the game completely.
Of course it does.
There's like a glamour and a sexiness to TV that you don't get anywhere else.
And people want to see pictures. That's
they do.
The way, that's the way
even horrible pictures of me. I mean, my God, it's just the most scary thing you've ever seen. And now you're going to have to see this every day between 7:30 and 9. So it's probably, I mean, Oprah didn't even have an hour and a half. Think about that.
No, she didn't. You're right.
So we're on for more of the time than Oprah.
And we're all prettier.
Well.
There we are.
Look under your chair, my
buddy. Yeah, look under your chair, my buddy. Let's see what you got over there. You want to see? You know what's under Mabali's chair is a carpet from my house.
You're getting a carpet! You're getting a carpet! You're getting a carpet! You're all getting a carpet!
It's a very nice carpet. Is it one of those fancy Persian
carpets? No, this is the cheapest nonsense I could find. Please, I'm going to waste money on a carpet. What we're going to do, by the way, is you'll be able to see the studio when we go live on Comedy Central at 7:30. But we're going to have AstroTurf eventually as a floor. How cool is that?
So
we can play
with balls.
Yeah.
Great.
Can you imagine that? Damon, what's the problem? You were on air, by the way. We could hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought it was just between you and I.
No.
What's the first technical fault?
First technical fault, we have to be transparent.
Yes.
Only one telephone line is actually working. So if you're trying to phone through and it's engaged.
No wonder.
Yes, just one line. Yeah.
Right, here I go.
So we're speaking to Telkom.
Okay.
And they're working on it. Maybe by Monday.
They've been very good. I got to tell you, Telkom were superb. And I've actually got to thank them as well. Because they installed these lines in record time.
Installed a line in record time.
No, all the lines. It's probably you who doesn't know how to operate.
Yeah.
No, more highly qualified people than me have confirmed not working.
But yesterday, no lines were working at all. So.
But now we got one.
Listen, Damon is still in his own room. Let me explain
something. Beautiful room.
Okay, listen to this. Now, if you ever listened to us before when we were still at 5FM, Damon was in his own room. And we kept him in a separate room because he's got... problems.
He smells, firstly.
He doesn't smell, but he farts all the time. His wife even admitted it on Nolene the other day.
Yeah.
Now, in my original plans for the studio, I drew a plan where he was in a room. It was actually another room away from here where we wouldn't have to see him at all. And I would have him on a screen, and that was it. Now, I have to look through a window.
So because he's in the room next door.
I'm back where I started.
Yeah.
This is very annoying. Listen, there's actually a lot to catch up on. How are we for time? I don't have to rush to... Look, this is so fantastic. I don't have to rush to commercials. I don't have to go and play the stupid playlist to the station. This is very exciting. If anybody
I don't
needs
have to,
do
the news at
anybody
half past
needs
six.
To pee, you'd get up and go, you know?
Yeah.
Ask, you don't have to do the news at half past six. Leanna Mabali will still be doing the news, but it will do it differently. We don't have bulletins. We really are going to do this very, very differently. A lot of people might be... unimpressed. A lot of people will be impressed. But I'm sure that the big news is that on Monday next week, Oscar resumes his trial.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And we missed the most exciting part of the whole thing, where he was testifying himself in his defense.
It was an interesting couple of days.
What a mess this guy is.
It was a beyond mess. See, that's what happens when you lie. Sorry, that's what I feel.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was actually a soap opera. It was exactly like watching Generations at 8 p.m. or like Days of Our Lives or something.
Well, in case maybe you were also busy, but I'm trying to follow the whole thing. Actually, I was in Sun City that week for Idols. We were doing Theatre Week. And I was on my phone and on my laptop the whole time, to the point where the director actually had to tell me to put them away because I couldn't get enough of him on the stand. It was electrifying. I mean, you literally see how these advocates, if you were in a room with any of these people and you told them a lie, they'd
dismantle you.
Even if you tell them the truth, they'll still dismantle you. And I think if I were innocent and I were in the dock and I was being asked things all over and over again in different ways, I would also make mistakes and also be tired and also cry.
But would you cry like a big baby? Listen to this. This is Oscar. I think it was when Harry Nell was questioning him right in the beginning. Tell me if you think this is him being like a crybaby, or if you think that he's crying not because of what he did, but because of what might happen to him. That's the real question, right?
I did not fire Rita. Well, did the witnesses emotional, maybe take a genuine.
I mean, and then this is what I don't understand, is why doesn't he carry on hammering him? Is it because, someone told me this, and I thought it's probably a good point, is it because if he's going to be emotional, that they can later say in the closing argument, it was him. That was actually Harry Nell who did that. That's what I didn't understand. Because surely for him, it would be sensible for him to carry on nailing him.
He'd been reprimanded so many times by the judge that he eventually pulled himself towards himself.
I don't know. I just think it was ridiculous. There was a lot of crying going on there, a lot of like wailing and gnashing of teeth.
And I think it's interesting to see like such a, you know, a huge star literally in front of you dismantle and become so meek. Where, because of the tone, what's interesting is every time he speaks, it's always, wanted to say that, I just didn't know. It's been like that, it just doesn't change.
I'm pleased you brought that up. Now, you're an actor,
mm-hmm.
and you have been in various theatre productions, mm-hmm. You've done some TV, you haven't been on trial for murder, though.
No, I haven't been on trial for murder.
Now, Oscar was... practicing with his coach, Janie Allen wrote a piece about this, so we investigated, and we actually got some behind-the-scenes footage of Oscar.
Really?
That's very rare.
Do you want to hear this? I don't know if we're even allowed to, because we snuck a microphone in.
No, let's do it.
This might actually get us into trouble.
Well, ask for forgiveness, let's just press
it. Listen, you can't really hear everything, but you can hear the two voices. The one is Oscar, and the other is what we believe to be a method acting coach.
Do you think I've cried enough?
I think you need to work on it.
I'm really struggling with not getting the crying to sound authentic.
Yeah, your sniffles are annoying.
Must I stop?
They've got to go.
Do you want me to do more of the vomiting? I'm good at the vomiting.
I think the vomiting is too much. I think you need to cut it back. All right, you're giving me more like Meryl Streep, and I want more De Niro from you. I want more method acting.
So you believe this? You believe this?
Man, oh man. You know, they did say that there's a lot of prep work that goes into preparing for a trial, so...
You want to hear more?
This is what they're talking about.
I want to hear more.
And O.J. Simpson got training like this, so it wouldn't be that out of the ordinary. You know that. I mean, he got some serious training on how to make the jury feel bad for him. And I don't know whether this is washing with that Judge Masipa. I think she's like, she looks as deadpan as can be.
I really dig her.
I like her.
I like her a lot. I think she's like a Who's Your Daddy, man.
Let me tell you, she shops at Milady's, obviously. but she's also, she's really together. Like, she's in complete control there, and she's doing such a great job of showing that our judiciary is in control. You know, they know what to do. They don't get emotionally involved. And she only interrupts where she absolutely has to.
Yeah,
she like lets things go.
She's quite intimidating, though.
Yeah.
When she does speak.
Oh, are you kidding?
I mean, it's quite intimidating.
She's got a stern look on her face the whole time.
I think she's scarier than Oscar when he has a gun.
I mean, you know, that I don't do. Y'all want more?
Oh, this is the practicing of the vomiting.
Yes.
This is quite instrumental.
A dry heat. Liquid.
How does it sound?
We've got to admit that the vomiting's pretty good. The vomiting is very believable. Authentic.
Well, it's real. There's, you know, stuff's coming out.
Yeah, sure. There's a bucket and everything.
I mean, that's method. That's true method.
Now, if you were a real psychologist, would you also look at the color of the bucket to try and work out whether that gives us any...
I do this. I want you to do it with heart. Okay, I want you to look inside your soul and find that perfect person that you've been waiting to come out, okay?
Okay, what about the Reva part? Reva, you remember you said to me, when they say Reva, I must cry?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so okay, let's try. Let's just try because okay, I'm not sure I'm going to do that on cue. Because the onion thing, it worked, but then I throw my tissue away and I'm worried people find the onion.
Have you ever had someone that died in your life? Who died?
Well, Reva.
I know, but someone that's not so, that Reva wasn't really close, let's face it. Well, I want you to tap into that. I want you to, here, just come here, take my hand.
Say Reva.
Tap into it, come on. Tap into it.
I mean, this is gripping stuff.
Jeez, man.
Poor guy.
Very good.
All right, so what we've got coming up, I'm going to have my family in here, my parents and my brand-new nephew a bit later on. We're going live on Comedy Central a bit later. I can't believe it's already just after 6:30.
Time,
like 5 minutes has gone by.
It just moves.
Why don't we do an announcement with you there, Harry?
Let's
you want to give us I'll play the official, I love the song. We've got a terrific composer, a guy called Ben, who put together like a theme for us, which I think is going to catch on. This is one of the catchiest little melodies I've ever heard. So go for it.
I'm Harry Sideropoulos, celebrity announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show, here at cliffcentral.com. Feel free to be offended and call us and tell us how offended you are, and we'll pretend to listen and might even offend you some more to prove it. We have to maintain standards, of course. Here's your host, Motormouth, Shock Jock, and much maligned, Gareth Cliff.
Yeah, do you want to hear some hate mail?
Take it
always
away.
Always.
Everybody excited to hear some of that. All right, we've got some pretty good hate mail over the last couple of days. And I've got to say again, like, thank you to everybody who's been so good and been so kind and been so friendly and lovely and supportive. But there are always people, if you go onto the news sites, you know, like the major news publications, you go onto their sites and you read the comment sections. It's just... If you have any ego at all, they just trample right over it. I mean, these people are the most horrible people in the universe. If you want to meet real assholes, you have to go onto these sites and read what they say. Let me just read a few of these for you. This is from Demos One on a site where they printed a lovely story about how, you know, this is a first that you could be on television and internet radio and everything else. It's quite a cool story. And they even found a nice picture of me, which is a hard thing.
Oh, that's difficult to do.
And this guy goes, Demos One. He says, he entered the world up his own ass a long time ago.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
I mean, your mum's right here. Yeah. She would know.
And then Inspector Cluzo, spelled C-L-U-E-S-O.
Don't you love it when they can spell?
Always. Dickhead. New kind of radio broadcasting in inverted commas. He goes, ha, ha, ha. And by the way, Cliffy, internet radio has been around for 15 years, you unoriginal bunghole.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Bunghole, hey? Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Throw that in the bin.
Here's some really vicious stuff. Dear Gareth, this is from Ron. Dear Gareth, I'd like to take the time to share my hatred of you with you on this day. Every single stupid phrase. What on God's earth is that sound?
What are you hearing?
I can't hear anything. No.
I think it's you.
It's me in my headphones. I think it's Damon. I'd like to take the time to share my hatred of you with you on this day. Every single stupid phrase that is uttered from your stupid fat face makes the world dumber.
I've got to be honest, you're not fat. This is fat.
Thank you, Harry. Why do you exist?
Oh.
I don't believe in abortion, but I believe that you should have been. Well, you can ask my mother that later.
Yeah, again, your Mama Cliff's stomach's turning.
And then he says, "Go, thanks for nothing, go fuck yourself."
Oh,
that's
okay.
Very nice of him, huh?
You know, I hope that at least made him feel better. It sounds like it's something he needed to get off his chest. So I at least hope he felt better after doing that.
I can handle it, I promise you. The last couple of days have been fantastic. And I again, am blown away by how much support we've had. But if you don't like it, then you don't have to listen. And in fact, Ron, I would love you to unsubscribe if you have. I never want to get an email from you again. I want you to drive off the edge of a very high mountain in your horrible little Datsun. And I never, ever, ever want to hear a sound from your fat face again. Thank you. Thank you. Damon, what is it?
No, I want to just disagree there.
Oh, you like him?
No, according to research, people who hate you the most listen the most.
That's true.
Yes, man.
All right, Ron, keep it up, brother.
Exactly. Stay with us, Ron. Don't go away.
Thank you, Ron. We love you. All right, we haven't finished with Oscar. We've got so much to catch up on, and this is all because I'm so frustrated that I haven't been on air for like a month.
Mm.
Do you know that there were two occasions where there was something that sounded suspiciously like a fart in the courtroom?
I didn't hear that.
Those microphones
really?
Are very... I will play you. We have managed to obtain audio. And you tell me whether you think this is a fart or not. All right, we'll start with Oscar. There's a lot of nervousness. If you've ever been nervous,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right?
Popular.
And if you eat one of those high-fiber breakfasts as well.
Yeah, but everyone knows that before a show, you can't eat a high-fiber breakfast, baby.
My
it's as simple as that. You know what I mean?
You always have a high-fiber breakfast.
Every morning.
But she keeps it in.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because I'm right next to her.
Harry, you ever had a mishap on stage or in a public sort of situation with a fart?
I did not with a fart, with the vomit. I did when I was on stage. Yeah.
Surprise vomit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't surprising. I was doing Hairspray, the musical, and I had terrible like gastro or something, and the show had to go on because we were sold out.
Oh my word!
And at the end of one of the scenes, I just couldn't hold it in and started vomiting as the stage started kind of moving to the left.
Kind of like a Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga concert. It's just,
but I got paid a lot more than what I did.
Well, you know what? There are worse things than that, and you don't need to feel embarrassed. There are people who've thrown up. Oh, my God. Here's Harry again.
Oh, man.
Good heavens. Someone help him. Oh, this is already so it's so lavatorial, and we've only just started. All right, so listen, here is Oscar. You tell me if you think this is I don't know.
I'm an expert, I'll tell you.
It suspiciously sounds to me like a fart.
I couldn't pick her up, but I kind of was on my knees and on one of my feet, and I was pulling her into the bathroom. I faced her down, I pulled one of the bathroom carpets closed, and I placed her head down softly on the carpet. I saw that her cell phone was in the toilet, so I grabbed
the
cell phone and I tried to phone off it, but it had a...
Let's just have a
vote. There's no mistaking.
Yeah, that sounds to me like it could have been absolutely real. Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't just him, because Harry Nell, right at the beginning of his cross-examination...
Did he also fart?
Here's the problem. When you put people on TV for 8 hours that those guys are on, or 5 or 6 hours at least?
It's a long time.
It's a long time. You're going to get to know them very well. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to be some obvious releases. And it doesn't always have to be bodily sounds, but, you know, sometimes they might have a cough that's annoying. Or, you know, if you've been with someone for an hour, Carl wants to get out. My dog,
I know, I want to say so.
Here.
He's very good at telling you when. I mean, he's sniffing
good boy,
the rug.
Yeah, shame, he wants to go out and pee. Can someone take the dog out to pee?
He's really good.
And they never allowed me to take my dog to the SABC.
Yeah, you see, that's shitty.
Yeah, that was it. I completely agree. I mean, what, were the dogs going to cause trouble?
Well,
the SABC? It's probably the most intelligent creature in the building.
It is.
Yeah. I brought Joey in once, my little dog, and they asked for where his permit was to be allowed into the SABC.
Are you kidding?
And he was about the size of my hand.
Yeah, he's this little, what is it, a miniature?
You know those intimidating little dogs.
A miniature. A miniature.
It's a miniature pincher.
By the way, Leanne, how many days out of the last month have you been drunk?
Oh, can you ask it the other way around?
How many days this month have you not been drunk?
One. It was the other day. What? 2 days ago.
Was I with you in the day that you were sober?
No.
Why were you sober the whole day? I mean, what was your story?
I just forgot to drink.
Is that because it was a Good Friday or something?
No, it was for no reason at all. I just forgot.
She's very religious.
Yes,
as my eyes were closing, as I hit the pillow, I thought, this feels weird. I'm falling asleep normally.
Okay, is Sia taking care of the dog? Let's just explain to everybody who Sia is, because he was on Nolene with us the other day. Sia is our intern. And he is Damon's assistant. Now, this is a major thing for Damon. Finally, you've graduated to being the producer, and you have your own assistant. This is a major thing.
It's really special. What is it? Kind of like an honor?
Well, actually, we call it skills transfer. But we're doing okay. I mean, this is good news, right? We've got new staff.
But Gareth.
Yes.
You made a mistake. You forgot to get Sia to take your dog Carl out. You forgot the whole chain of command.
So I tell you what to do, and you tell your underlings what to do.
But you made a general thing, so now we must just get that chain of command right.
Well, Carl's not going to be here every day.
Oh, really? Why not?
No, I'm not going to bring the dog in every day.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'll bring my miniature schnauzers.
How do we know he even likes... You can bring them next week.
Candace, Mika.
How many dogs have you got at the moment?
We've got three miniature schnauzers, Candace, Mika, and Rufus.
But Candace had a full name.
Candace Derman.
That's right.
After the model.
Because Bernice's maiden surname is Derman.
Right.
And she came to us and her name was Candace, so we call her Candace Derman. It makes perfect sense.
Why? Does she has she changed her surname to Calvary, Bernice?
It's kind of like, officially not. No documents.
Okay.
But, you know, when there's official stuff, when there's school stuff, when we're dealing with school stuff with the child, with Alexa, then she's called Bernice.
Hang on.
Calvary.
You have a child?
Yeah, oh,
I've been out of it.
Yeah.
You procreated?
Let me
you're kidding.
You asked.
They
let me,
did.
Let
you're
me
kidding.
Win.
No, hey, I'm not going to waste. We're going to waste these genes. You don't waste these genes.
Oh, my. You're kidding. You've created.
Damon
wow.
has got a child called Alexa, and she's a beautiful kid. Believe
it
or not.
Too.
So obviously it looks after the mother, I assume.
Yeah, it takes after the mother and looks. Mm-hmm. But Damon is actually a really good father, and people don't believe this when I tell them. He's thoughtful. He's patient.
He's only stood on her once.
He's gentle.
But that was the dog I stood on, no. Yeah. It was Mika.
But by the way, is everybody enjoying this so far? We're getting a couple of calls here. I see we've still only got one line working, but we'll figure that out. And if you want to call us, call in anytime. And tell us what it sounds like. I need to know what it sounds like on your side. Sia, get in here. I need Sia, the intern. Let me introduce you to him properly. The cool thing about the studio that we've built is that we actually look out onto the office. So we can call people from the office.
We can see if they're really, really working.
Bring them in here.
It's a big glass window to look out
exactly.
to.
Most exactly. windows are glass.
And I haven't finished with my thank yous, so let me just do one of these while we're waiting for Sia. I want to thank Hunt Lascaris, the ad agency.
Rocker Reminder?
TBWA Hunt Lascaris. You are on air when
you're on air. Damon, we can hear everything you say when you're talking to Gareth.
All right. What did you say?
No, you got to thank Barocca.
I'm getting there.
I had one of their sachets. Ooh, very nice. It's like a cough mixture, but a little bit
right.
stronger.
Hang
a little bit kick.
All right.
And I actually feel pretty good now.
Thank you. Since you brought it up, let's do this quickly, because Barocca are our first paid client, and I want to thank them because that's brave. And to get involved with us this early it is also cool because you get in on the ground floor, and when we grow one day, we will always support them. And I just want to say that the guys at Barocca are the best people in the whole universe. And I did have a Baraka boost this morning. I'm not even making that up. That's not one of those. You know, a lot of DJs, they say, oh, I do that, and then they've never tried it in their life. They have a product, and they've never given it a try. So let me tell you what Baraka Boost New Liquid Energy is all about. It's all about you, and so is CliffCentral.com. We'll be introducing you a little bit later on to all our regular personalities and contributors, and we are going to have a lineup. But before we do that, we've got some interesting stuff going on. We're going to develop some new talent from the great untapped pool of talent in this country, and we are a very talented country. I mean, Harry, you know from the stage,
absolutely,
from the singing career
absolutely.
That you have, we have people in this country who are just unbelievable when it comes to talent. We've received over 1,000 applications and live auditions, and they'll begin this morning at 9 o'clock. It's powered by our very first sponsor, and we'll give them a round of applause in a moment, new Baraka Boost Liquid Energy. So let's get it. I want to thank Spurgeon Stain from Bayer and MEC for supporting CliffCentral.com and for fueling our launch and giving us the extra boost when we need it because we woke up at 3 in the morning. So thank you very, very much to Baraka. And our first commercial. Let me do this. This is going to be exciting. This will be the first time I use this new system.
Don't mess it up now.
Oh, just listen. Knowing me, it's going to be a disaster, but let me try. I'm going to try and play our first ever commercial now. This is very, very exciting.
Do you want me to intro the commercial?
No. Let me just do this. Let me see. I'm still figuring out this whole system.
It's the...
Yeah, I know what to do.
Okay.
I just need to press the right button.
You can squeeze it in before gym. New Baraka Boost Liquid Energy. You can squeeze it in before a breakfast meeting. New Baraka Boost Liquid Energy. You can squeeze it in before a massive presentation. New Baraka Boost Liquid Energy. New Baraka Boost Liquid Energy with guarana is packed full of vitamins for an instant energy boost. And because it comes in a ready-to-drink sachet, it's so convenient, you could squeeze it in anywhere.
I think I've figured that out. All right, there we go.
Okay. Baby steps, eh? Yeah.
No, we're making it, though.
Yeah.
It's happening. All right, so listen, we were busy talking about Oscar and everything, and then I said to you I was going to play the sound of Harry Nell, because we're getting distracted. There's so much to catch up on and talk about.
But wasn't it surprising when Harry Nell came out, because everybody had been talking about Barry Roo, and then all of a sudden this pit bull comes out and it's like, I'm sorry, who are you?
No. You see... You've got to understand, we're catching up here because we haven't been able to talk with you for how long? And every time we've wanted to do this, we weren't on air. So we're just trying to catch up. Who's this here? Zwela. Hello? Is that Zwela? Oh, hang on. Got him. Hello?
Hello, it is Zwela.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I'm doing fine, innocent.
Cool, man. Is it sounding all right?
It's sounding perfect, man. Been up since 5:30.
Oh, wow.
Waiting
you.
Patiently.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Soweto and Fulu.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, workers day, home in bed, and just listening to you guys. It's actually great.
Thank
Can't
you, brother.
Stop smiling.
Tell me, what are you listening on?
I'm listening on WeChat.
Oh, okay, on your phone?
Yes, on my smartphone, and I'm gonna be watching you guys live on 122 later.
That's exactly right. I didn't even need to tell you anything. You're the only
guy.
I don't have to explain this to.
I'm up to date. I've been following you guys on the internet and on your page, so I'm up to date.
Yeah, we tried to keep everybody informed. That was another frustrating thing, is that while we were off the air, I'm getting a bit of feedback almost on this channel.
Mm.
You hear that, guys? Zwela, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Don't go away. I'm going to keep you on.
Sure.
What's been frustrating for us is that we weren't able to update you every day from the show like we used to.
Yeah.
So we had to find new ways of doing that, too, and that's where WeChat were quite helpful. And we did have a lot of press, a fortunate press interest, and people who were sending us stuff on the Facebook page and on Twitter, which was great, by the way. I think we broke some records on the day I resigned from Five. We broke some records in terms of Twitter.
Sure.
I think it was the trending topic, despite Oscar, the elections, and everything else going on. It was like the... biggest story of that whole week.
Yeah, the whole week it trended.
So that was
great. The biggest news. I was shocked myself, but the news on the internet and the stories that came out, it was amazing.
Well, so you know what? This just shows you how awesome this audience that we have is. And I've said this 100 times, and people think that I'm saying this just because it's me. But anybody else would love to have the audience I have. Would love to have the kind of loyal, interested audience that we've got for this show and for everything else that we do.
And honest as well.
And I just love you guys. I really do. So thank you, Zrella. You've made my day.
Yeah, we love you back, guys.
Thank you,
Kim, please spend some
Come here, give me a kiss. Come here.
Oh, okay. All right now. Sure.
I'll hold on that.
All right. Not your scene, huh?
Right. You're not his type.
Okay, sure.
All right, thanks, brother. Yeah. I've just put him off completely. He'll never listen to us again. All right, so Sia's here. Sia is the new intern on the show.
Yes.
He's the latest member of the team. He's a... Listen, by the way, if you judge him by the way he speaks, you'll immediately think he's a coconut, which is not fair. He did go to Westville,
yeah.
Boys High.
Yeah.
Isn't that a coconutty school?
It kind of is. But in Natal, this is how they teach people to talk. No, in KZN, this is how they teach people to talk at schools.
Okay.
How do they do it? You make it sound like they brainwashed us.
Dude, I went to primary school in Hilton and Natal.
No, they teach you properly. They use proper diction, you know,
They've
proper
got some
language.
The best teachers in the country are found down there.
Okay. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it is a compliment.
Thank you.
But, you know, people don't see you and they might not think you're even black.
Yeah.
I mean, some of my teachers spoke like this, you know.
But you were from the south.
Yeah. Oh, you're from the south.
Yes.
You are from the south.
Yeah, Harry Leanne grew up in the south.
Yeah.
She started fighting before she started making friends.
Man, she was in a gang in primary school. She led a gang.
Yeah. You're hardcore.
No, she's very hardcore. But Sia, why don't you tell everybody what you do and how you got involved with us?
Okay,
before we get stuck on how gangster Leanne is.
Yeah, just on another level. So I basically harassed you and Rena.
Rena's my manager.
Yeah, over Twitter for the longest of time last year. And until she followed me back, I think I somewhat forced her to.
Yeah.
But when we did, and I moved to Johannesburg, I thought it was only natural for me to want to meet her. So we did, and I wasn't expecting anything. And she actually just said, you know what, this is the year Gareth and I are trying something new. And I had no expectations whatsoever. But she said, you know what, we're having breakfast tomorrow with the team, and how about you join us? I have never freaked out that much in a day. I did not know, like, I couldn't eat. I didn't know whether to call, like, Gareth Mr. Cliff when I come to the meeting. Or maybe I should try something.
No, I think from now on we should have you call me sir. I think I'd like
I was thinking, like, Jeezy or...
I was going to go for Massa, but I might have terrible
taking
racist
taking us back to the dark days.
Hey, listen, speaking of racism, someone sent Damon an application, just like Sia did. This guy, he sent him a whole clip. It was like his audition.
Yeah.
A voice clip.
Now, if it's a white guy, I think it's kind of racist.
Okay.
If it's a black guy, then you can absolve him, because he's putting on a black accent if it's a white guy, and he's saying things like, you'll hear. He talks about how, like, black people can't swim and stuff. So it could be, this could be very racist.
A dream, was it out?
No, that's not it.
Mm, yeah. That's not a guy.
Ah, Damon Calvary, greetings.
Oh, trust me, it's a whole production. We're going to get bored. I'm going to have to can this halfway through, because this is just the beginning. We've got the Lion King playing, and oh my God. This is probably what Sia did to get Rena's attention. I mean, listen to this. I fast forward.
Yeah. Take us to the good parts.
Do you like my choir? I trained them myself, you know. My name is His Excellency Professor Dr. Mbeu Kambua the Great, conqueror of African radio.
Do you think he is?
I think he's black.
Then we can absolve him from racism, yeah. Because listen to what he says.
General and on radio in particular, but you can just call me Mbeu. Eh?
And that's
introduction. I am from the land of 1,000 potholes. Malawi, most famous by His Excellency Jacob Zuma. Fun fact, Malawi is home to the third largest lake in Africa, which is utterly useless when you put it next to the third blackest people in Africa.
Oh, okay.
You're going to say that's a bit racist.
He's getting to the sensitive part now.
I haven't listened to the whole thing because I got bored at that point.
I don't know.
You want to hear any more?
I would listen to this.
Just a little
we are
bit.
Just not fond of water, you know. Anyway, back to business, why I'm talking to you. For as long as I can remember, I have always dreamt of being a part of something big, like Cliff Central. Even ever since I was just a little child soldier. And when I heard of the opportunity, I sold all my blood diamonds with great haste to get here. I arrived on a giant metal bird, most spectacularly. You should have seen me. So, Demon, I urge you, pick me. In fact, in Malawi, we have an old saying which goes, Malawian hosts are like gold. That's it.
I like him. I like him. I hope
he's coming. Hey,
Saskia. In conclusion, I really hope you enjoyed my...
Saskia, what do you think of this?
Hey, Gareth. I'm phoning from George, and I just want to say that mornings have just been terrible over the past few weeks, and I'm so happy that there's someone to listen to again. And you sound amazing on WeChat, and my mom and I would just like to wish you and the team all the best. And
wow, it sounds like you prepared a whole speech.
Oh,
we've lost it.
And then
I wanted to ask her something. You see, this is the thing too. I felt so responsible because I was getting these emails from people saying, "Oh, you ruined my mornings."
Yeah, how am I going to live without you?
How dare you? How could you leave me?
Very hectic. So I'm sorry. I mean, what can I say? We can always go through more hate mail later to make you feel better. But isn't that cool? I think that's a great audition. Damon, did you put that guy through? Oh, he's busy on the phone.
I think
he gave him the automated response.
No, I've got to be honest with you. That was my mistake. I cut that call off by mistake. Sorry.
You know,
that sounds familiar.
I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things we're going to iron out.
Is she back on the line now?
That's somebody else. You want to just put him on? He sounds about half asleep, but give him a go.
Yeah, that's all right. But please don't cut people off.
We'll iron these things out.
They go to the trouble of calling me.
It's all a process.
Try not to screw it up, please. I don't want the first swearing from me to have to be me swearing at you. You understand? Hello?
How's it?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm doing good in yourself.
Cool, man. Are you still drunk?
No, I just woke up early just to listen to you this morning.
Very nice. What's your name?
My name's Anit.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cape Town at the moment.
Oh, wow. You got a good signal down there with us?
It's pretty good. I only lost signal a couple of times.
All right. I want you to be our test.
Okay.
Are you calling us on the phone that you were listening on?
No, I was listening on my laptop.
Okay, go to your laptop. I want to hear, first of all, what the delay is.
Okay.
There's going to be a slight delay. And then I want you to listen to the quality of the music. Are you on 3G or on wireless, or what do you want?
Wireless.
All right, perfect. So you'll be able to hear the quality of the music nicely. And I want you to tell me if it sounds nice and clear. All right?
Okay, sure.
Go over to your laptop now. We're going to do this right now.
Okay.
All right. He's in Cape Town, right?
Okay. I actually went to school with him.
You went to school with this guy? So
yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. Who was better at school?
He was.
Really?
That's undoubtedly.
Smart guy?
He took accounting. He
what
swam.
What are you doing?
I didn't take accounting. Yeah.
Oh, well, it was close enough. The only Indian who swam at school.
So. Oh, you're an Indian. I thought he was a black dude.
Oh. No.
You've got to get your races right, Gareth.
No, we're working on that. All right, go to your laptop and listen to this and tell me how good it sounds.
Okay, sure.
Turn it up. I should be able to hear it because of the delay. We won't have feedback. There you go. Are you making your way there?
Yeah, I am.
I don't hear anything.
In a mansion?
You live in a huge mansion?
Mm.
How much space do you got there? Yeah.
Maybe he's visiting the Nganda homestead. Who knows?
What are you? Have you just climbed on your travelator?
No, I'm in Riyadh at the moment, eh?
Ah. Student. I'm surprised that students are even up at this time, especially on a public holiday.
That's why I said I had to wake up early.
Hey, by the way, don't you think it's cool that we haven't had to break once, and it's almost been an hour?
I actually am impressed. They usually do commercials all the time. It's such a rush.
And you know what? The cool thing is now we can actually have conversations, and we don't have to, like, cut each other off, and I don't have to say to you, oh, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, I've got to go.
I know, right? I totally agree. Because you can't never get to speak to someone.
Listen, holy mother of God, how long is it going to take you to get to your laptop?
I've been listening. There's no music.
You can hear you and me. Turn it up. I want to hear this.
Okay.
Put your phone right at the speaker of your laptop. Let me hear it.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. Hello. Hello. I don't think this thing's working.
Oh.
It's kind of like Inception, a voice within a voice within a voice.
But I don't hear it.
He did say that we were breaking every now and again. So maybe that's what's happening now.
Is he still on the line?
No, you see that? That's a terrible... There we go.
I'm still on the line.
Yeah, I know you are, but I can hardly hear us. I'm sorry to be rude, but we wanted to hear ourselves. Oh, there we go. You're obviously getting the repeat because of the fact that we can hear ourselves, so it's going twice. All right, dude. Thanks very much, man.
Sure, not a
problem.
You've been
instrumental in helping us
so far.
Thanks, bud. We'll try and get these other lines sorted out, and then we're good to go. All right. Yeah, there was a little bit of a delay. Very small delay. That's terrific.
Good stuff.
By the way, let me explain why the delay happens, especially because of the TV broadcast, too. There's a satellite that is going to take our signal from the studio here in Johannesburg, going to beam it up into outer space, where the extraterrestrials are.
That's fantastic. I've always wanted to communicate with them.
Exactly.
On Mars.
So there are creatures in far corners of the universe who might be listening to us now. Some of them could be very dangerous, and we could be upsetting them, and they could be coming to destroy us.
Oh.
Then it gets beamed down to London. Then London beams it back up because of Comedy Central, right? And it comes back down here.
Why London?
To you on the internet.
Like, why not Italy or...
No, for the TV signal, for DSTV.
Oh, okay.
That's where Comedy Central's head office is.
Okay.
And the WeChat and internet stuff comes straight to you on the internet, obviously. So that's 100% live. And by the way, I've also got to say that we are working on ways of getting those data costs down too. And it's going to happen. So just hang in there. And a lot of people have been saying to me, how are we going to listen? It's going to cost too much. The truth is, we have a plan. We've been talking to the networks. I will hopefully be able to reveal something very exciting very soon. So that should get everybody excited. Look at that. It's 7 o'clock. Now we've got to go to Leanne Moll with the news.
No. Don't be silly.
No, you see, we don't have to have news now. How about an announcement from Harry? Would you like that?
Yes.
I'm trying to see which one I want to do.
Here's Harry Sideropoulos.
There we go. Can I make this a little bit smulchy?
Go for it. Right.
Good morning. I'm Harry Sideropoulos, celebrity announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show. I hope you're feeling really comfortable here at Cliff Central, the home of free minds and free ears. Comfortable? Like a vibrating couch. You just can't get off it.
Lovely, Harry.
Very nice.
What a nice thing to have you here. By the way, Leanne Moll's brought in one of her old bras.
Yeah, so... I mean...
Why is everyone laughing already?
No, because I haven't seen a bra that big in a while.
What we'll do is...
There's nothing wrong with your big bra.
We'll hold up the bra a little later when we're on TV so that everybody can see how enormous it is.
Mm.
First of all, because we've been talking about you and your breasts for such a long time that a lot of people have asked, well, how big are they really?
Yes.
And we've never got to the bottom of that.
Mm-mm. I can give you the size.
But you've changed it. Over the how many years I've worked with you, it's changed.
Well, they get a little longer with age.
No,
eventually
mean
it's
that.
Like sticking a duvet into a duvet cover when you're trying to put your bra on in the morning, you know? Got to find the corners.
Do you have surgery? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No surgery?
Would I or did I?
Oh. Did you?
No.
Don't you dare.
Au naturel.
That's great. If that's natural, that's great.
If you ever do that, I will never talk to you again.
Oh, no, I'm cool with these.
Listen, they're so enormous. During the photo shoot the other day, they got in the way.
Yeah, we had to squeeze really close to each other.
Yeah.
And I had to be like right next to her. So
oh, Sia, you're still here. You can leave now.
Oh.
Well, may I just say that Anne, suppose, because I've been reading the WeChat messages.
Yes.
There are a lot of people from Abu Dhabi listening and Australia.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic.
But
excellent.
Anne is kind of like not happy with us. Because
what did she say?
She loves the show, but she can't go to the toilet anymore. So
yeah, we'll make little breaks for you, Anne. We'll get that going. And don't worry, there are still going to be breaks for you to, you know, get some tea or coffee or whatever. And
a lot of updates on WeChat.
Just Anne, go to the bathroom. I don't mind. I'm not sensitive.
Take Carl with you, the dog.
Take us with you. Take the phone into the bathroom. We can't hear you while you're taking an enormous splashy dump.
Take a ploinks.
And you could probably get good signal in your bathroom, and it'll echo nicely, so it'll make it sound like we're in a huge room.
A stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. So just relax. No need to worry about that stuff.
Can I ask here for coffee? I mean, is that hierarchy?
Oh, no. Shame. You haven't had your coffee.
How do you like your coffee?
I'd like it black, please. Thank you. I mean, I don't want to put you in a box.
Harry.
This gives us a nice opportunity to catch up with you while we wait for our coffee. What have you been up to? Because the last time I saw you was in Parkhurst at some restaurant. We were actually having a team meeting or something, and you walked past, and that was like 2 years ago.
Sure. It's been great. I've been doing a lot of, I go to Canada every 2 years, so I do a series of jazz concerts there, which is great. And then I also do a series of stand-up comedy shows there that I do in Canada, which has been fantastic. And then I've launched a company called the Pop-Up Entertainment Company.
What does that do?
Is it gets segmented into two sections. One is for the corporate, where we create high-end boutique experiences for the corporates, all entertainment-based. And the other one is we worked on a very, very big concept that launches next February, and it's a pop-up theater. I just also got, like, I suppose pretty much like you guys, you got a little bit tired of the way, you know, things kind of worked in normal radio, mm-hmm. and I kind of got tired of the way things work in normal theater. So I decided that I don't want to be held ransom by any, you know, any other producer.
Who makes the money in theater? First of all, there's not a lot of money.
Well, certainly not the actors, that's not for sure.
No, sure, but we have a problem in this country. Yeah. I mean, most people don't go to the theater.
No.
Right. And there are a lot of boring theater productions that don't help sell the idea of going there. But who makes the money if there's a ticket for $100, which I hope would be more, but if it's $100, how much would an actor get out of that $100?
They don't really. It's the producer that makes the money or the theater house, and then the actor gets paid a weekly salary, which sometimes is just incorrect.
What was the poorest you've been because you're
The poorest I've been was probably about like 8 years ago where I did something for the sake of the theater, and then I got home, you know, with my profitas, and I went, screw this, man. Screw this. I ain't doing this no more. And I kind of changed the way I see theater, and for me it's entertainment, and people want to be entertained. Joburg, well, South Africa is, you know, it's a tough city. And I love it. It's a tough country, and I love
it.
So people want to escape. So the idea was to create these amazing pop-up experiences that incorporate food and booze and party, but that have, you know, a whole other dimension to it, in locations that people don't know about. So that's kind of what I'm really working on right now, which is being amazing. It's really, really been cool.
CliffCentral.com.
All right, so here is how you listen. You can tell everybody. There are 5 ways to do this. I'm going to go through it really slowly so that everybody can understand, because you might move around. You might not be able to do the same thing all day. You might be at the office, in the car, at the gym, at home. Here's how you listen. First thing, go to cliffcentral.com. You can get that on any web browser, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go onto the site and it'll start playing straight away. If you're on uncapped wireless at home or work, you can listen freely. Got it? Right, we're sorted on that one.
Yeah.
Number 2, go onto WeChat. Now, it's going to sound complicated, but once you've done it once, you're cool. You're sorted. On WeChat, you want to go on your phone. You want to get the WeChat app. Add contacts. Under contacts, you will see official accounts. You can follow all kinds of people there. All the celebrities have got official accounts.
And the Oscar Pistorius thing is on
there. Oscar Pistorius trial's on there. That was where I was listening to it while I was in Sun City.
Yeah.
Right? You can type in Cliff Central on there. Add us as an official account. We'll appear now on your contact list.
Mm.
Then you will see on there are all kinds of things besides just listen, but the button you press is listen, and it comes up straight away. Easy.
Yeah.
You can also get updates from all the team, and they're very funny ones, like one where Damon left the voice note as Leanne.
Yes, he pretended he was me. I left one this morning at 2:30 from bed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You couldn't sleep either?
No.
All right, so that's the second way you listen. Now, I know if you're on Edge, 3G, 4G, LTE will pay normal data costs. If you're on a wireless connection, no extra cost. And we are working on ways to get those data costs down. The third thing is you can watch Comedy Central, channel 122 on DSTV, between 7:30 and 9 every weekday morning. It's broadcast absolutely live on TV. The other thing you can do is download the podcast. At the end of every show, you'll be able to listen to the whole show and hear exactly what was going on. And you can hear everything wherever you want it, whenever you want it. Pause it if you need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on listening. So that could be handy too.
You can insert your own songs.
Yeah, you can. If you want to make it a 12-hour show.
Yeah.
Sure. And then you can listen wherever, whenever for free. The other way you can do it is listen live on dstv.com, and you can check out your favorite TV shows at the same time. Remember, if you've got a smartphone, you can connect it to most modern cars. They've got a USB port. Or you can connect via Bluetooth and just listen like you would.
You stop it in and then it comes out on your car speakers.
Like you would to the same old FM radio.
Yeah.
It's the same thing then. Kind of works the same way. Except we might even have clearer signal, for all you know. All right. So let me do a quick thank you, because I want to say, you remember Lucy Hirsch?
Ha. I'm Lucy Hirsch.
That's the one. Now, Lucy Hirsch and the team at Hirsch's, they sent a message on the day that we resigned and we were going to start this, and said they would love to get involved. And, of course, we want everybody here with open arms. So we called them up. We thought, let's see what they have in mind. So Lucy Hirsch has provided us with microwaves, fridges, sofas, chairs,
tables,
kettles, tables. You cannot believe the stuff that they've given to us. So I want to say a big thank you to them.
Oh.
Because otherwise you'd be sitting on the floor right now, Harry.
So Lucy Hirsch.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there
so
go.
Leanne, do her voice and thank Lucy Hirsch from Lucy Hirsch.
Hi, I'm Lucy Hirsch. I would like to thank Lucy Hirsch for providing us with refrigerators, microwaves, chairs, air conditioners, cameras, fields of millies, and everything else from Hirsch's. Thank you.
Very love. Right. Very, very nice. Can you believe how quickly time is moving along here? Oh, by the way, another couple of things that would be different from radio, normal old radio, terrestrial radio, is that what we do is we're not going to have bulletins of sport and news. There will be sport, there'll be news, we'll have all that stuff in there, all the stuff that you need. But we're not going to do it in old bulletin style, you know, where...
Hang on, everybody, we're going to give you
and,
the news.
And now for the news. And then we'll have, you know, we won't have music like this. Leanne sitting there and going, Goeiemôre, it is Denise. There'll be none of that. We're just going to talk it over and you can call us and tell us your news. Might even be more interesting. Speaking of which, here's LZ. Hey, LZ. Can you hear us?
Morning.
Hey, what's happening? You sound grumpy as hell.
I'm not grumpy. I've just got a frog voice for breakfast.
Sure. What do you look like?
Not good at the moment. I've got that no makeup selfie look.
Yeah, describe it to me. Are you blonde, brunette?
Blonde. Sitting outside on my deck at the Swartkops River in Port Elizabeth.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
I've got the river, and I've got a blankie in my beanbag, and I'm listening, and I've been up since past 5.
Wow, thank you.
And your internet sounds great, and your WeChat sounds great. I nearly had a heart attack for a minute. I couldn't get onto WeChat.
Uh-oh.
It's cold. Sorry. I'm probably a bit nervous.
No, no, don't worry.
I'm
are you shivering?
Can I speak to you, Gareth?
No, please don't be nervous. Are you listening?
For the first minute.
Are you listening on your phone right now?
I am on my phone talking to you.
Yeah, but
Damon asked me to just switch my iPad off, but I was on WeChat.
Okay, you got wireless at home as well, huh?
No, not at the moment, but I would suggest some network or service provider to couple up with you for a Cliff Central package, eh?
Well, honey, I got to tell you, you are welcome here every single day, and we will be here Monday to Friday for the rest of
Absolutely.
Your life.
Absolutely.
Because no one can fire us.
I can't wait for Saturdays and Sundays.
And we can be as outrageous as we want, and we can have as much fun as we want, and nobody can stop us.
Absolutely.
So I want you to call in and tell me about all your neighbors and their affairs.
All right? Oh, my word. No, my neighbors are boring, except for the one that cuts his lawn every day of the week.
Is that the most exciting thing he does?
But he's got the best garden in Amsterdam Hoek Road.
That sounds horrible. I don't want to hear any more about your neighbors. That's just decided. That's the one thing I never need to hear more about.
But that's why I'm here. It makes it better.
All right. Well, listen,
I
love you for calling. Thank you very, very much.
Gareth, yes, you're a sweetie pie, and all the others.
All right,
when that other dude with a raspy voice talks, it immediately sounds like an ad. So you must just not talk too much.
Are you saying you don't like his voice?
No, I love his voice. But every time he speaks, I try to figure out, is this a movie ad or is it a...
Nice.
All right, I'll get the ladies to just squeeze so that I can go a little bit higher. Like, Lisa, should we give it a try? Let's give it a try.
Squeezing what?
Balls.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, yeah. I just...
Harry, do you find that women are turned on by your voice?
Yes, everyone is.
Absolutely.
Of all ages.
Oh, that's why we have you as an announcer. Look at this guy.
That's why Carl the dog keeps going up.
Exactly.
Alzetta, do you find Harry's voice a turn on?
Gareth, I sound very much like him in the morning. I'm sure I could be.
Listen, LZ, I've got to go. I've got some great news.
All right. Yes, we're going live. We're going live.
I've got
my TV on. All right, baby.
All right, okay. Thank you. She also used the F word. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Here is the big news for the morning. We are officially the biggest online radio station in the world right now.
How did we do that?
I just got an update from the guys at WeChat. They've just told me we are officially the biggest online radio show. And that means that we're still not at capacity. I was kind of hoping we would crash, but that might happen a little later. You know, as people start to wake up. It is a public holiday.
Yeah, it is.
So we've already broken records. First of all, for a public holiday. Second of all, for an online radio show. And we will still break the records when it comes to TV after 7:30. And we're steadily getting closer to that. Are you nervous for TV, yes?
No,
not at all.
Mabs, you're not?
I'm okay with my looks and the way that
But Mabali's on ENCA all the time. Yeah. So she's used to being on TV. Isn't that cool news though, Harry? Mm. That's nice.
And that is fantastic. I think it calls for another announcement.
An announcement. Let's do it. Yeah. There's Harry Sideropoulos.
Good morning. I'm Harry Sideropoulos, announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show. And welcome. We are making history this morning. It can be his history, her story, your story, or our story. Just no bullshit. We have broken records and continue to break records.
Right.
Gareth.
Thank you, Harry. I don't know if you guys feel like some music, but we might as well try and get some of that in. You know, what we can also do is, because when we go on TV, there are going to be some spot breaks, so we may need to play some music in there too. Damon, are you managing in there? Are you doing okay? You're putting on calls? You're doing very well on that front? Well done.
Yes. Only one telephone line working, but otherwise doing very well.
All right. We want to introduce you slowly over the next couple of days to everyone in the team. And the big thing for this morning that we've got to get to before the end of the day is there are revelations. Mabali, Leanne, Damon, and I all wrote down about a week or two.
Now that I'm nervous about.
Harry, you're going to love this.
Tell me.
We all wrote down one deep, dark secret that we've never, ever revealed to the audience. Mm. We've never told anyone about.
I haven't told you guys about this even.
Well, that's it. So we don't know which revelation belongs to who.
All right.
They'll be non-gender specific.
Okay.
They'll be non-race specific.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us have all admitted our deepest, darkest secret, and we will reveal all of those next week. But we'll tell you what the revelations are today, and you try to match it up to a person.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. We thought we might as well dig a little deeper.
Well.
You know, get right into it. All right, let me see if we can do this music thing. I'm going to try this, and then you tell me if you think it's sounding all right.
All right. I've had coffee, so I'm sure. How's it, guys?
If you can't get a song, Harry will sing to us.
Yeah, we could always do that.
Yeah.
We could do that, but then we'll probably have to pay him.
No, I think I like you guys, so I'll just give me coffee, and I'm okay for now. Well, for this week, anyway.
What do you feel like? Selena Gomez, Sugar Babes, Robin Thicke,
which
Sarah
Sugar
Bray.
Babes? Which Robin Thicke?
Sugar Babes. I didn't even know that.
Not Selena, please, not Selena.
You don't like Selena?
No. Okay.
Right. Tupac.
Damon wants Tupac.
Damon wants to thug it out right now.
We could thug it out. You know what song we can play? Oh, I've got something.
As he reaches into his box of music.
Yeah, we could never have played this before.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, he really is reaching down below into something.
I got this is going to blow your mind. We could never play this before. And I think we might still not be able to. So I'm going to try and do it before we get onto Comedy Central, because then the Broadcasting Complaints Commission can't complain about it.
Is it a rap song?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it DMX, your favorite rapper?
No, it's not DMX.
Oh.
I wonder if you're going to like this. This is probably not going to go down well, but I'm willing to take the risk.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. All right. Let's see if we can do this. This will be the first time we play music. Like a song since we were on commercial radio. Okay, here it is. This is going to be our first ever song.
This isn't so bad.
Wait. We could never have played this before.
Oh,
what do we get in there? We got mofo, we got the N word.
Yes.
We got F word, we got bitch. And, you know what, we're adults. Nobody's died.
It was only 10 seconds
of the song.
Like this childish nonsense of like having to bleep stuff out in case you offend someone. Every second word in this song.
Who is this?
Huh. This is fantastic. Don't you love it?
Who is it?
Yes.
I'm trying to find out who it is. Because the system that I'm using here, I'm not entirely familiar with yet. Let me just see. There's so many.
There's a lot of songs with my N in it.
What it is? It's Jeezy, Rich Homie, Quan, and Explicit.
Yeah. And the name of the song is My N.
Yeah, right. My N-word.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, listen, whatever we put on TV on Comedy Central, you'll see everything live. But there may be behind-the-scenes stuff that we have to censor. You'll get the uncensored version online.
Very clever.
So what's that, Damon?
It's on the YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. We're going to have a YouTube.
On the YouTube.
It's going to be big. It's got potential, eh, this YouTube?
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Potential, this YouTube.
Damon has just discovered the internet.
Oh,
this
my
is,
word.
This is a mind-blowing
It's
experience.
Like he's just crawled out of a cave.
Hey, does anybody want to talk about why CS and Tabo aren't here? Because people have been asking me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the elephant in the room. Damon, I have a feeling you want to talk about it. Go on. We're all waiting with bated breath. Why are CS and Tabo not here?
CS just... He just wasn't committed. He thought he had other options. He did have other options, but quite frankly, those options are cuck. So he stayed at the radio station 5FM.
Yeah.
And I think it's the biggest mistake he's ever made in his life. And I told him that.
Yeah.
And he went more ginger when I said that. Tabo's hungry for management. And he knows that he won't get management at Cliff Central, so he's decided to stay at the SABC.
Well, I'm sad about both of them. I love those guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? But the biggest, the genre that we're dealing with here is cold feet. The big CF.
Yeah.
And that's what we must just call it. Cold feet. What can you do?
It is cold feet. And also, a lot of people have been asking, you know, was it acrimonious when you left Five? I've got to say, like, I had really good times there. We all had a lot of fun. We got to have some really great experiences that we wouldn't have got anywhere else. I have no regrets at all. I have no axe to grind. I do not hate anybody. I was not fired. They did not threaten me with anything. Everything was cool. And I've got to say,
thank you.
I've got to say that being at the SABC was not an unpleasant experience for me. So when I burn this card later, it's more because it's funny than because I'm angry.
Because you're not going to need it again.
Well,
it's not some cathartic experience for you.
No, I don't have any aggro in me at all. Please believe me.
Peace and love.
With peace and love.
But I think, Gareth, at the end of the day, they did us a big favor by making stupid decisions.
Well, I mean, they don't think they're stupid decisions, and let them. I wish them well. I really do.
But they actually did us a huge favor. Now we're
I'm
doing this
warning
big
you
thing.
With peace and love.
Yeah, with peace and love. There is no nastiness of peace and love. And we've got a whole crew of camera people here now. This is very, I gotta tell you, these cameras are kind of intimidating.
But you're used to idols. I mean, what's intimidating here?
Like we have the Kardashians.
These cameras are sexy, though.
Gee, wow.
We'll tweet a picture. Well, you won't see the cameras because they're obviously filming us. But we'll tweet a picture of one of them.
They look almost retro.
They look
they
like
do,
Instagram
I was about to say.
Cameras.
They look
like Instamatic cameras.
Completely,
remember those?
Completely.
But when you turn them around, they're like those big TV news cameras with the screen on them and the lever, and it's unbelievable.
Oh, and I can tell you something. The picture on these is going to be spectacularly good. I will also introduce you to Barry, who's our TV producer, and he'll be around, but he's going to be working, so he probably doesn't want to be bothered by us.
He's going to put some lipstick on quickly.
Have you even met Barry?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you met everybody around here, Mubs?
I've met most of our new team, yes. There were some interns that came through yesterday that I hadn't met before.
We were talking earlier about suspicious farts in the Oscar Pistorius trial.
Yeah.
And Harry Nell did this at the opening of his argument. You tell me if you think this is for real.
You are a model for sportsmen, disabled and able-bodied sportsmen all over the world.
Oh. I think I was, my lady. I've made a terrible mistake.
That's definitely one, right?
It could have been Oscar before he spoke.
Those mics, hey, they will give you away.
To pick up everything. What did happen, okay, that was obviously not real, but this one is. The Dutch Prime Minister was talking about, at the G8, he was talking about how they're going to reduce carbon emissions.
They had a hold of Maartenhagen.
Right, the Dutch Prime Minister. And this is for real. No one's edited this. You can hear this loud and clear. This happened in an international press conference. Heads of state were there.
A number of countries have announced their intention to hand over the highly enriched uranium to the U.S., where it will be downgraded. As chair of the summit, I naturally welcome this announcement. We are also...
That's 100% right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it happened.
It's a fart. It's a big old Dutch fart. A Dutch oven.
Oddly upped.
All right, we got revelations coming up. My parents will be my first guests on the show.
That's lovely.
Let's take one quick call before we have to go live to the Comedy Central link, which is every day between 7:30 and 9. Who's this? Dunstan? Is that the name? Dunstan, is that your name? Hello?
Hello.
Is your name Dunstan?
Yes, that's right.
You know how Damon has spelt your name? D-U-N-S-T-I-N. It's got to be T-A-N, right?
It's actually A-N, yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. What a moron. All right, go on. Sorry, Dunstan. I'm sorry about my producer.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make a comment on, I think it's great that there's finally a radio station that reflects the ability for, you know, people to be real and you know, people can say and do and play what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not censored in the sense that, you know, I mean, we are all adults in that. And then the fact that we are adults makes it that we also don't have to be gratuitous and swearing and all of that type of thing. And then, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing to be one of the first callers on your station. And congrats.
No, thank you so much. And you know what? We are, that's exactly the point. I don't expect this to be any different to when you're talking to your friends.
Absolutely.
And when you're talking to your friends, you don't have to guard yourself, and you don't have to be worried about offending children or upsetting an old granny in Killarney in a flat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk like friends talk, and if you want to be in this friendship circle, you better man up and stop being a child.
It comes down to free choice.
Right.
Like you say, if you don't want to listen to it, you don't want to be in part of that friend group, then you can leave.
Right.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. All right. Thank you, dude.
Good.
All right.
Bye.
But someone wants to say something to you. Hang on.
Sure.
You're a stupid bastard.
I'm sorry. That was another call. Called you a stupid
He's
bastard.
Very rude.
What a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, it's just.
Here's Barry. What do you want to do, Barry? Barry wants to move me. Oh, look at this. You see, we're getting ready for TV.
Oh, okay.
Our TV debut.
Lipstick, yeah.
5 minutes and counting. Come and say hello, Barry. People want to know who you are. Just get over here. Barry is our TV producer. Unfortunately. You've been working overnight. You haven't slept at all.
That's true.
They only put the set in last night at 9, 10 o'clock. Finished at 12.
Half past.
And you've been setting up cameras and trying to get angles, and I haven't been cooperative.
Not at all.
Have you been a bit of a monster?
No.
I said to the guys, look, what I'm used to is radio. So this is going to be a radio show on TV. It's not a TV show on radio, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And that they've never been told that before because TV people are so full of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They are, because TV's always the king.
Only
and
the presenters.
Well,
not the people
no.
behind the scenes.
Though. All TV people, because I work with TV people too. I'm a TV person as well. And I always feel like I have an inflated ego when I'm in television. But in radio, you get treated like filth.
Oh.
Sorry. Got to get rid of this gas before we go on TV. It's so embarrassing.
Protein shakes you take.
Mm. So embarrassing. And you know my mother, who will ask about this later, she gets so embarrassed when I do that.
As she should.
And I said to her the other day, it's very human, it's very normal, it's very natural. But you don't have to do it on the radio.
But she used to make you do it by tapping you on your back.
When I was a little kid.
She started it all off.
Hey, you're going to get to meet my new, the new addition to the family, my nephew, who is three months old.
Aww.
And my brother and sister-in-law, who've never been on the air with me before. You've met my sister.
Yeah, I've never met your sister-in-law.
Everybody's met my... She's been on the show before, my sister. My mom and dad have been on at several occasions and times.
Yes.
They've been asked all kinds of embarrassing questions about me.
It's going to be all the Cliffs on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Your brother's the really clever one, the successful one, right?
Yes.
My brother is very clever, very successful. He's better looking than me, all of that stuff.
He's the one your parents are proud of.
Oh, they're proud of my sister as well.
Oh, yes,
me.
Yeah.
Problem.
You were the letdown.
All right. They're all watching the clock because we're going live on TV just now. This is very exciting, Harry.
Right.
We'll save your announcement for where we go on.
I'm going to choose a nice one.
Yeah, we're going to do that properly. and everybody pretend that we haven't been, you know, because there are a lot of people coming on for TV that we'll pretend we haven't done anything and this is the first thing we do. The TV people can feel special too.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
Don't forget, still to come, we've got our revelations, 4 deep, dark secrets from Mabale, Leanne, Damon, and I. You won't know which one belongs to which person.
Nervous.
They are hectic.
Yeah.
You're going to need PG ratings on all of these.
Oh, my word.
It's going to be frightening. Then my parents are my first guests after 8 o'clock. We'll tell you what's been happening in the month that we haven't been on air. Everybody's got stories. Did I tell you that I lost a patch of hair? I think I said this on No Lead.
Oh, no.
Look here.
How did you do that?
It's stress. Because doing this whole thing, making this change.
Well, you've seen other...
It manifests in your body.
Yes.
I'm sure you've had occasions where you knew you had a really big show to do. Mm-hmm. And you had a manifestation. Either you got sick.
Yeah, always.
You lost your voice.
Physically, yeah.
Right. And I lost my voice earlier this week as well.
Oscar's got that gray patch in
his
hair.
Exactly.
That happened overnight.
I didn't murder anyone, but I'm still feeling nervous.
But, I mean, were you freaked out when you realized that,
here's what happened. I didn't even notice. So I went to the hairdresser about 4 weeks ago. She said to me, do you have a history of baldness in the family? Now, my dad hasn't got a huge head of hair. And both my grandparents weren't exactly like, big
hairy
mop of hair. Yeah.
You've always had lots of hair, though.
I've always had lots of hair and never worried. That she says to me, do you have a history of baldness? I broke out in like a cold sweat.
Mm-mm.
I thought, oh no, Jesus, I'm going to lose my hair. that's all I've got. If you see this head without the hair, it's deformed.
It's going to look scary.
Oh, I'll look horrible. And I'll look like a neo-Nazi. So
yeah.
I don't want that.
You look like a bit of a psychopath or a serial killer, I'm afraid.
So she said,
we'll keep an eye on it.
You may have alopecia, which is like hair loss.
Is that a hair loss?
She said I had to go for blood tests. And I said,
well, if it's alopecia, your pubes and your eyelashes and your...
Yeah, everything would fall out.
But it sounds really serious. Are you suffering from alopecia?
Don't you see sometimes now, because we live in the 21st century, you've got the internet. You go and Google stuff.
Yes.
You Google everything.
And you get terrified.
You have 9 days to live.
Oh.
You type in some symptoms and it says it might be cancer. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
But it could also be diarrhea.
exactly.
Dream. Barry, are you going to play the opening sequence on your channel here? So that... what are they going to do?
They're playing the opening sequence straight from London.
So we won't hear it?
Nope.
You'll just tell me when we go on?
I'll tell you when we go on.
This is exciting.
Ooh,
yes.
Live on television.
Ooh, ooh.
I've always actually wanted to do a live radio show on TV because...
30 seconds.
On TV, you get to see stuff. Hey, Jen Sue's just arrived, so that's another bit of info for you.
She heard TV.
Yeah, you see.
All right, we're going live in 10. Is that right? Are we on the air yet?
Is Harry going to do an announcement?
You just tell us when.
I don't know.
I know. Just,
Harry, the first one again.
Get ready, Harry.
Okay.
The big one again?
No. Do whatever you like.
All right.
10 seconds.
All right, we got 10 seconds here. Everybody's very excited. If you've been on for the last hour and a half,
five,
good for you.
4, 3.
Let's pretend we weren't.
2.
Ready.
I'm Harry Stavropoulos, and I'm the announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show. Today we make broadcast history with the first ever internet, mobile, television, and podcast show in South Africa. Yes, bitches, this is where it's all happening. And now, over to Gareth Cliff, the man who got fired by a campus radio station. So welcome to the Gareth Cliff Show!
Yeah, baby. Thank you. Lovely, talented, amazing Harry Sideropoulos, our show announcer for this morning. Harry, does he have to leave? Harry.
Harry?
Because it's Harry now.
Harry,
you've got to leave.
I got to leave.
Oh, apparently you've got to get out of here. Someone's calling for you.
So you give me coffee and that's it.
Well, that's a great start. The first thing, we start our TV show and the first thing I'm doing is saying goodbye to a guest. Oh, my God. I've just got to think this through. Can we please have a producer look at what's happening here?
Jeez, okay. Well, bye,
Harry.
All
right. Harry. Well, listen.
Bye, guys.
I got to say welcome if you're just joining us on TV for the first time because this is history being made. And the whole team is here. Leanne Moll. Looking superb. Mabali Moloi.
Yes.
Gorgeous as hell.
Thank you.
Damon Calvari, the producer.
Hell.
What's that?
Gorgeous as hell as well.
Almost. Just about.
Fat as hell. Yeah,
if you squint your eyes really, really tight together. And Jen Sue's just come in. Say hi on...
Jen, there's a camera. Jen, there's a camera there.
Oh,
look.
Yay. Yeah.
Jen's just poozled. There's a camera.
Yeah.
Wait. They. Christian.
All right. Thank you. Jensu, we'll talk to you just now.
Yeah.
Just to let you know what's been happening, because we've actually been broadcasting for the last hour and a half, and if you've only just joined us on TV now, you've missed some really good stuff. I mean, we had three women completely naked. They were parading around.
And it wasn't Leanne and I. It was just different
right.
people.
We had a racist fight between three blacks, two coloureds, an Indian and a white.
Oh, it got nasty.
It got very ugly.
There's a woman giving birth.
We've already broken about 23 rules in the BCCSA code.
The police have come out here once already to calm things down.
And all of this just on our first morning.
Yeah.
So it's very, very exciting stuff. By the way, do you like our song?
What is our song?
This one. This is the actual the Cliff Central song.
Yes.
Kind of revolutionary, which is the whole idea we were going for here. Very exciting. All right. Listen, we're going to do a couple of things through the course of this hour. I said my parents are going to be... What is this gas I got?
I don't know, man. Like, you sort it out.
My parents will be my first guests. We've also got the rest of my family here. So we'll meet all of them.
Even your dog Carl is here.
Yes.
Even my dog.
He's so cool.
Come here, Carl.
Oh, he's just the sweetest
man.
Thing, man.
He's so well behaved and he's just so calm.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, Carl.
You know what to do. Go on the microphone. You want to say something, Carl?
He looks petrified. Oh, he's kissing his dad.
He's a little camera shy.
Carl is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And he's the cutest dog in the world and the most aggressive he's ever been. Is when he hasn't been crying.
Otherwise, he's a happy dog.
He's 3 years old.
And his eyes look different ways.
Oh, yeah, he's just slightly squinting.
Who does he spend more time with, you or your, like, where is he when you're not at home? Because you're not at home a lot.
He spends a lot of time with the family.
Yeah.
He often is babysat by my parents or by my sister. Mm. Sometimes by my brother and sister-in-law. So he's always got friends, and he's friends with their bulldogs, my brother's bulldogs, that are called Lola and Napoleon. And he'll outlive the bulldogs because they have very short lives, because they can't breathe, bulldogs. And
yeah, generally, your life's quite short when you can't breathe.
The funny thing about bulldogs is that the other orifice works really well for putting air out.
Well,
it's the front orifice that can't take it in.
Compensation, you know?
But listen, I got to say, welcome. I'm so thrilled that we can do this, and we're going to be doing it every single morning. It's going to be a whole new world. It almost makes me want to sing.
We'll sing it.
No, I can't sing.
You can't. Don't sing. Please don't sing.
Oh, hell no. Listen, we chase away the few people that we've managed to get awake on this public holiday morning. But I do want to tell you, if you have just switched on the TV, this is going to be Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 9, every single day on Comedy Central. A couple of thank yous when we come to Comedy Central. I know that Evett and Chris have been working really hard behind the scenes to make this happen, and we've had deadlines like you can't believe. All of them have been met. Again, all the technical people, Devesh and co, I've got to thank you guys. You've been amazing. I want to thank TBWA Hunt the Scars for that campaign, the Unradio campaign, which is... If this thing doesn't win awards, the judges have got their heads up their backsides. It's probably caused more noise on social media than any other thing besides when Oscar decided to kill Reva.
Oh, that thing.
Which you can't control.
You can't compete with
you
that.
You can't
Sorry.
Compete with... I'm not going to kill people to get ratings, but you know, we'll get close.
It's a bit extreme.
And all the people who volunteered and who are helping us out, and so many people who just wanted to get involved with when we started this. So a big thank you to them. And to you. For listening to me, to being part of this family, the thousands of emails, tweets, and Facebook messages. And here is another piece of hate mail.
Oh, yeah, hate mail.
We've just received. This guy goes, that will be, hang on, I've just got to find out where this line is.
Okay. Gather your thoughts.
One of, this is talking
Find
about
your
me.
Stream.
This is a guy called Nkosi. He says, one of radio's most successful stories, Gareth Cliff. Ha ha. What a clueless lunatic.
Oh.
Ego-driven celebrity wannabe duis. That's what he called me. Isn't that horrible?
That's a lot of adjectives.
I just want to say a big thank you to Gossi, because we appreciate all the feedback. And as Damon has said many times, we found, because we've done research, that people who really don't like me are the ones who listen the longest. So you're loyal.
They've got to know what to complain about. So
you're more loyal than my dog, Carl. All right, let's get cracking on some of the stuff that we said we would talk to you about this morning, because There's so much to catch up on. Mabali's been watching a lot of TV, and she caught Joan Rivers.
She was on the Wendy Williams show. It's not televised here at home, so, you know.
You can't get it here?
You can't get it here. You can't watch it here.
Anywhere Joan Rivers goes on, it's funny.
She's hilarious. I mean, it's amazing the stuff that she pulls out of her.
She was talking about being old. Just listen to this quickly. This is Wendy Williams. She's on Top TV, apparently, but not on any of the other channels.
Oh, okay. Yet.
And here's Joan Rivers as her guest, talking about being old.
Joan, whenever you come here, I don't think I've ever given you shoe cam. Just place your shoes right there under my
walking shoes. Well, yeah, Melissa will have great shoes. Yeah. Melissa has great shoes.
I mean, it's a
pattern. These are my New York walking shoes.
Yeah, well, and plus you had to walk down the steps and nobody helped you.
No, at this age.
We've had people half your age come here and haven't been able to walk down the
Darlene,
steps.
Darlene, even half my age is 160. I am so old. My first maxi pad was a sheep. I mean, it's so
I'm a Joan.
So old.
Oh, wow. I love her.
Apparently, she's got a reality TV show with her daughter, Melissa, and it's like a mockumentary type of show.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
But are they pretending to be like the Kardashians?
I think they make references to the Kardashians a lot.
Joan Rivers, she's unstoppable. I mean, she's in her 80s already, and she doesn't want to stop working.
Mm-mm.
She's still as sharp as a tack.
No.
You know who else? Just like me.
I wasn't the only one who resigned in the month of March. Apparently, David Letterman is leaving the Tonight Show, the Late Show.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters, who's been there since the Jurassic period, when tree ferns were the dominant vegetation and velociraptors were the dominant carnivore. She's quit.
So she's seen a lot.
She's on The View.
Yes.
So who's going to take over, that black woman with the big head?
No, you're thinking of a different black woman. You're thinking of the one from The Talk.
Sherry.
Yes.
That's her name.
I don't know who's going to take over from The View.
She's actually, you know what, she's actually the most lively on that show.
She's the comedian on the show. Yeah, like, she cracks all the jokes.
She just has an enormous head compared to any other human being. She has, it's almost like a big bladder on a stick.
Oh.
If you see her,
she's bad.
Kind of, well, have you never seen her?
No.
On the show?
No, I will.
Oh, Barry, can we try something? I want to just make sure that everything's working this morning because it is our first show. Can we try to find a clip from The Talk? You can't find a clip from, you can't do any of that now? Oh, my God. All right. I thought that was possible. All right. What a disappointment. You've broken my heart. No, I don't even want it. Let's go home.
Let's call it quits. Let's pack this operation up.
What's the story with this? You can talk to get a microphone.
He needs to adjust the camera.
Hey.
Okay.
Who, Harry? I don't know why Harry left. What was that all about?
But you told him.
I didn't tell him to leave.
No, you told him that they wanted him out of the studio. That's what.
Who wanted Harry out of here? Why is Harry not here anymore? Is this called the Gareth Cliff Show or is it the Damon Calvari Show? What's going on here?
As Achman said, I was just following orders.
From where?
I think it was Comedy Central. I'm not sure, but he must come back for announcement. He mustn't leave the building. He must come back.
I want him here. I'll decide who leaves and who stays.
I think he was ruining the shot.
Well,
as they say in TV.
Let me tell you something. Again, Barry, was he ruining the shot? Is that the story? No, Barry says that's not the story. What's the story here? I want to get to the bottom of this. Who took Harry out of my studio? Find the person responsible and we will fire them today.
Hashtag who took Harry.
Who took Harry?
And you get him back in here.
Let me just get Harry back. I think that's a good idea.
Lord. Have a fight with you on our first morning.
Oh, boy. It couldn't be avoided, hey?
Dude, let me just be clear about this. There's a whole lot of people involved here. I love you all. You're all trying to do the best job you can. I'm in charge. If it comes from me, it happens. Anybody else says they want to do something, that's absolutely lovely. They can bring it up in a meeting. Don't interfere with me while I'm on the air, all right? Got it, Damon?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I hate having to lose my temper on the first morning.
Oh, well.
Who's that?
Now it's done. Over and done with.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel much better now.
Okay.
Oh. We're doing auditions. This is very exciting. I'm actually more excited about this almost than my own show. We are going to have auditions from 9 o'clock this morning, and it's going to be powered by Baraka. Big thank you to them. They're our first clients, and they're sponsoring the live auditions. It's going to be a bunch of the most brilliant, new, young talent that we have ever had in South Africa. There are 1,000 people who've emailed us saying they would love to get involved. Can you think? Just imagine the logistics around this. 1,000 people. So
they want shows, is that right?
They all want to be on radio.
Yeah.
So we're going to give them each a chance. Everybody's going to get a turn to go on air. It's going to be live. They can bring on whatever they want. Can you imagine the creative people? We could meet someone who's better than any of us.
Yeah.
We could discover the next big thing. Right.
We could be out of jobs.
Thank God they brought
I'm
you
back.
Out.
I'm
did
back.
You find, did you get to the bottom of who sent you out?
Well, no, I kind of went out. Then, you know, I kind of walked around. Then I went for a wee and, well, I'm back.
What a wonderful story.
I mean, you know what I mean?
All right, I don't understand.
Yeah, you get told when you will go to wee now.
Did they tell you to wee?
Not really.
Did someone
but I mean,
stand
was,
over you
well,
like
no, there was nothing really to do, so I just went and weed. Right. You know.
From now on, Harry, just listen to me. Right, it's time for revelations. Where is Sia the intern? Let me introduce him to everybody, and he can bring in the revelations. There are 4 deep, dark secrets from everybody. And we're going to tell you who is which secret later on, as in next week. So you'll have to hang on for that.
So today we're just hearing the revelations.
We're going to hear the revelations. I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. I've never told anybody this in my
life.
Not,
it's not often I get nervous, and we should be, because these are very, very damning. Some of them could make you think that we're horrible people. Some of them could make you think that we're not the people that you thought you knew. Give him here. So, yeah, thank you. Go over to this microphone and say hello to everybody. It's the first time you'll be on TV as well. So get over there. Can you get him in shot there? Is that not a good position? All right. So, whoa. Let me put you on first. There we go.
Okay. Does this sound good?
Yeah, you sound good.
Like you have to be 6 inches.
No,
who told you that?
Are we still talking
if
about
you have
radio?
To be, if you have to be 6 inches, then I wouldn't
okay,
be have a microphone
not
either.
Let's not go that far. Okay.
You brought the revelations.
It was sealed and audited.
All right. You've made them non-gender specific.
Absolutely.
So there's no clue as to whose is which.
Under lock and key. This is serious.
This is going to be big.
Okay.
A lot of brave souls.
Let's do it.
All right. Here it is. I don't know if we should even be doing this.
It's too late now to back out of it.
All right. Let's do this. The first one.
I'm already
laughing. In no specific order because we don't know whose is what.
Yeah.
I once accepted a lift from a stranger who then exposed their genitals to me.
Oh.
Revelation number one.
That's lucky. Unlucky.
Unlucky. Or lucky. Depends on.
Damon Liana Mabali, please be very careful not to give any clues because people are going to want to guess and we'll reveal all on
you
Monday.
You need to react to even your own one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just pretend.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. I once had an orgy in a hotel room in Cape Town with 6 people, 2 men and 3 women. And one of the women is kind of famous.
Now that's like...
Jeez, that's rock star.
This is saucy
ooh,
stuff,
I
right?
like that.
Yeah. Love this. This is pretty good stuff. So sure. Far, are you entertained?
Oh, wow.
All right.
6.
Number 3. When I was in primary school, I used to stand on the toilet in the cubicle, stick my head over the top of the wall, and watch people in the next cubicle peeing or doing
a
dump.
Oh, everybody's got a fetish.
Weird.
This is bad. And then, the final one. I lost my virginity with a caller. I met the person through the radio and did it on the first night of visiting that caller's house.
Oh,
it took 8 hours of conversation before the actual deed was performed.
Wow.
These are all kind of...
I think you're very progressive, actually.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff, huh?
Very good.
But Leanne makes a good point. They're all very...
Because that's the type of stuff we don't generally share.
Sex-related.
Very good. I got to tell you, I'm very, very impressed. I think all of these are terrific. All right. We'll be back after these words. Stick around. Lots more to come. All right. Nobody get bored. All right.
God damn it.
Hey, what's wrong, Tim?
I sat next to this fat blob on the train who proceeded to wipe KFC grease on my pants.
Oh, that stinks.
A cabbie then almost ran me over, and my wife says that I'm eating too much bacon. Besides that, I'm having an amazing day.
Yeah, gee, that stinks.
How come this shit never happens to you? How come you're the one who always wins free bowling coupons or a free fruit basket? Frankly, I just don't get it.
Come here.
What?
Come here.
Are you gonna try and kiss me?
Listen, it's the secret to my success.
What is it?
Asshole spray.
From the guys
Lincoln Logs that brought you Keep That Crying Baby Away From Me Spray and Lincoln Logs comes a brand new product that will have you one step ahead of all the random assholes in your life.
Asshole spray.
The potent, concentrated asshole spray formula will repel all assholes away from you by 600 feet.
Asshole spray.
It's like having the force, only better. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to some of our happy, asshole-free customers.
My wife and me were having such problems, I really couldn't handle it anymore. So I bought asshole spray. And that very next day, I got served with papers. And the divorce is practically finalized. Now, I'm dating my 21-year-old secretary and having lots of sex at lunch. Thank you, asshole spray.
Let's go back to the bedroom.
This guy, he used to beat me up like a lot in school when I was walking there. He would steal me money and embarrass me in front of all my schoolmates. I just started using asshole spray. I just found out he's getting shipped out to Afghanistan. Bon voyage, asshole!
My name's Suhir. I work at 7-Eleven in town. This guy come in every day, want to use debit card. $5 limit, I tell him. He said, no, 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 want to buy vital water. No, 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 I say, $5 limit. I sweat, I cry, I can't deal with him. I get asshole spray. Spray on my chest, spray all over my chest. The very next day, he got hit by car. No more coming to my store. F*** you, asshole. Thank you, asshole spray.
Call 1-800-ASS-HOLE for your free, no obligation, free trial. After 17 easy payments of just $29.95. Call now. Operators are standing by, and none of them are assholes.
The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night.
We're back. Sounding pretty good, I've got to say. I'm not nervous at all anymore. I was at the beginning. Everything seems to be working nicely. We got a lot of calls. And by the way, the number, I want you to call at any time. We don't have to worry about, like, long breaks or songs or any of that stuff. So you can call in any time. The number is 0861-555-189. Got it? Let's repeat that a couple of times. 0861-555-189. Got it? Harry, do it in your beautiful voice.
Just give it to me again. 08?
0861?
Yes.
555?
Yes.
189.
Okay. So this is how it goes.
Yeah. Do it nicely first. There we go.
You can call us on 0861-555-189.
Oh, very nice. Gives me chills.
That's the one.
I'm even attracted.
It gives me other things.
All right, let's go to the lines. Let's see what we got here. Anthony, good morning.
Sorry, Darren, I just like listening to that voice of the number. It's Anthony. How are you, Gareth?
Anthony, I haven't heard from you in ages. Are you well?
I've been so busy. You know, I've been involved with this World Cup here. So I've been in Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been in with my...
Yeah.
It's more like who didn't I see at Coachella.
Yeah, who was
there? Pharrell Williams, Calvin Harris, Outkast made their first appearance, like, ever, since their whole sort of breakup and makeup. It was awesome, but it's literally a hipster fest.
Did Outkast perform?
Yeah, they did. And I didn't actually know that Andre 3000 from Outkast is, like, super, super stage shy. But he managed to do it.
He's got agoraphobia.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He does. But it's such a fashion thing. It's even like the hipsters, like me, like the hardcore hipsters.
Yeah, you're a hardcore hipster.
I don't know
hipster.
If we can hang out with like these other hipsters. Cause,
so you saw Beyonce and she was drunk.
Yeah, she was. She was grinding. She was twerking. I hope she was drunk and not something else because Coachella's it's rough out there.
See, did you pick up any venereal diseases while you were there?
Not that I know, but
so far you've been okay.
Yeah. Well, I have a Jewish mother, okay. And my Jewish mother packs me all that stuff. So
you had all the antibiotics.
Yeah,
and
antiviral stuff. All
very
that.
Good.
So I'm good.
Well, I'm proud of you. How far was Beyonce from you?
Geez, there's thousands of people there, but I had a friend that got up really, really close and took like pictures that the paparazzi even used. But she was there with Jay-Z. She's so cool.
She is cool. And you know what? We've often said how like Beyonce can be really annoying, and she actually isn't. It's just because we're all jealous that she has this amazing life. I mean, she's got a hugely successful career of her own.
Yeah.
She's a mom.
Yes.
She's got a husband who's like rolling in the cash. He owns teams like baseball and basketball teams.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sports agent in his spare time.
They hang out with the Obamas.
And they do songs like Drunk in Love, where all they're talking about is how much they love each other. And everybody else who has a horrible relationship just feels worse about themselves. You watch Beyonce.
They basically have a perfect life.
They do. Makes it impossible to compete and impossible to feel good about your own life. But who else did you see there? Who was your maybe.
Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi was awesome. So usually
I trust
Cudi's
you to be interested in someone dull like that.
No, so Kid Cudi's usually always high when he performs. So he came out and he was pretty normal, so he hadn't taken anything.
You don't, please. You don't know
well,
that.
Well, we don't know. And he was like, you know, the vibe of Coachella is about going out into the desert, finding yourself. And he was like, this is the place to do it. And then he sang Pursuit of Happiness, and it was cool.
All right. You seem like you really got off on that. What did it cost you to go there? Do you have to buy tickets?
No, it's so cheap. So this is the thing, right? It's like $8,000 to go for your shuttle passes, your hotel, the festival passes. And when you consider that it's like $1,000 to see someone at Soccer City, which is a terrible, terrible venue for music, it's really not bad. Like it's 3 days. It's proper. And then you can...
Do you have to camp?
No. So, yeah, no ways.
Oh, my God.
thousands of people do, though.
Yeah.
Which is really rough. Like you can smell the camping far away.
All that VO and all that disgusting armpit stink.
Does the 8,000 rand include narcotics or is that extra?
No, you pay extra for those. Right?
Oh, okay. I don't know because I'm a Jewish boy. I would never ever go.
No, of course not.
You didn't take anything.
No, but listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
The voice
does not lie.
I'm still sick from Coachella, but it's $11 for a Heineken. And $14
so
for a vodka.
That's heavy.
Something, yeah.
It's very heavy.
That's why I'm on the street corner outside, and if anybody wants to donate money...
Yeah. All right, get out of here. Distract. I had enough of you. Thank you. There's Ari. He's on our production team.
We were doing drug
lucky
news.
Lucky guy. I mean, yeah, I know. Okay. No worries. We don't have time limits.
I know. It's so exciting.
Lucky guy to go to Coachella.
Yeah, that sounds amazing to have seen all those people.
I follow a bunch of cool people on Instagram, and they're always posting pictures of things like Coachella. And I always go, I really wish I could go to these things, but I'm not cool enough, and I'll stick out like a sore thumb, and I'll be judging people, and it just won't go well for me. Like, I won't have a happy time.
But no one will know you there. You'll just be in the desert finding yourself with other people.
But I won't have fun, because there'll be camping and stinking people.
And too many people.
No, but then you just don't do the camping then.
I don't even like the smell of weed. I've said this before. I've never tried any of that stuff. I can't even handle the smell of it. I used to have a friend called Bronwyn, and she used to come to my parents' house when we'd have parties, and she'd smoke the stuff and think that they couldn't smell it, and they did.
Oh, no, there's no way you can't not smell weed. I mean, it's just such a potent smell.
Amateur, rookie error. Rookie error.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Beyonce and Jay-Z do a lot of that too, by the way.
I'm sure
listen, how are these revelations, man? I'm still trying to get over these. I want to know who it was who once accepted a lift from a stranger and then the stranger exposed their genitals to that person.
And are they scarred? There are a lot of brave people out there, hey?
Oh, that's funny. I want to know who that is. And the
I'm impressed with the six people, actually. I mean, there's an outsider coming into your show.
That's kind of rock star.
That's huge rock star.
My mom always taught me that if that happened to me, you would need to point and laugh.
Oh, really?
At the groin area. Just point and laugh.
I don't know.
And it would put them off completely. They'd never do it again.
You mean if they exposed themselves?
Oh, the person exposing themselves to you. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I've also heard that, because you don't see a lot of flashes anymore. And even at rugby and cricket matches.
Like streakers, yeah.
Rugby, cricket, and football matches, you don't see them much anymore. There used to be this slew of flashes. I think it's hard to get onto the pitch now.
Mm.
Well, they've got all those. It's not too difficult.
We used to have flashes at my high school, Unisi Girls High, at the hostel.
The boy guys flashes. Would, the guys would flash or the girls?
Well, random men would make their way onto
like,
our property.
Like perverts, like
and they would
men?
Be sitting in their car and he'd be completely naked.
Oh, my God. And they're hanging around the schoolyard?
Yes,
like,
around wait, high school oh, girls. It was just people with problems.
What a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, expose yourself to schoolgirls. You yeah. really have to have the most yeah. horrible sex life in the universe to have to do that every time. All right, anyway, more drunk news. What else have we got?
Oh, so there are lots of these secrets to not getting drunk while you're drinking and controlling your drunken state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the newest one is comes from the founder of Boston Beer Company, which makes Samuel Adams beers in the U.S. His name's Jim Koch, and he claims that ingesting dry yeast before knocking back a few cold ones can help keep you from overdoing it.
But who wants to eat dry yeast? What does that even taste like?
Oh, well, he says he mixes Fleischmann's dry yeast into yogurt to snack on.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
You know, yes. Before long periods of drinking. And then he adds in 1 teaspoon of yeast per beer.
So it'll stop you from drinking too much or from getting drunk? I don't understand.
From getting drunk. It's a whole microbiology fermentation process thing.
Okay.
If you like, I'll put the link on WeChat and you can have a look at it on a molecular level. But, the downside, of course, is that now you have to remember to yeast and drink responsibly.
Please, who could be? What, do you have to carry around a packet of yeast? That's ridiculous. I think I'd rather deal with a hangover. Hey, Chris, you're on.
Hey, Gareth.
What's up, Chris?
Not bad, not bad. I just wanted to say congratulations on the show.
Thank you, bro.
And don't worry, it can only get better.
What, do you think it's that bad at the moment that it can only get better?
It's quite entertaining. I think it could work. It could work. Luckily, you've got a good cast.
Yeah, thanks, dude. How do we look on TV?
Not bad.
Really? Almost,
they've got some real talent there, I have to be honest.
Oh, the ladies are looking spectacular today.
Oh, all the right. Ladies, not bad at all.
Chris, what's all that racket going on in the background?
It's my beautiful children.
Oh.
How many do you have?
Just two.
Sounds like a whole tribe.
Yeah, they're having their breakfast. They're having their breakfast.
What's for breakfast this morning? I'm hungry.
This morning it's toasties with cheese and Nutella.
Oh, nice.
Cheese and Nutella. Are your
together.
Children obese?
Just the one.
Don't laugh, you horrible people. How overweight's your kid? Is it the
No, they're beautiful.
But I didn't say they weren't beautiful. You can be obese and beautiful.
Oh, I'm obese and beautiful. My children.
What do you weigh?
My children's just beautiful.
What do you weigh?
100 kgs.
Oh, that's not bad. Damon's 127.
How tall are you?
1.75, 1.76.
Ah, you're not fat.
No, of course he is.
Damon, what do you weigh compared to that? Give us an index.
No, he's very fat.
Yes. He's just taller than me.
Good Lord, are you wider than you are tall?
1.76 is about 5'5".
I don't understand foot.
Yeah,
it's
complicated.
Okay, well, he's like maybe 1 centimeter taller than me and he weighs 100 kilograms. He's a little bit fat. I'm 1.90 meters, that's 6'3". I weigh 127.
You know, Chris, you know you're too big when Damon tells you you're too big. All right, well, listen, dude, I don't care that you're too big. I love you and thank you for calling.
No worries, good luck, eh?
All right, my man, thank you. That's cool.
That was a good caller, eh?
He was a good caller, good quality call.
How's the call screening so far this morning? Because it's a bit, you know, it's not easy.
No, we get
around.
Yeah, we're getting into this. I like this. This is going to be fun. And once Barry gets the whole YouTube thing figured out, then we'll be able to do that too. So in other words, when we play a clip here, then did I just spit?
Yeah, you just spat.
I didn't see that.
You'd never see that on radio, you see. You get to know us up close and personal.
I just spat now too.
You spat as well?
From laughing at your
disgusting.
Spit.
Oh, we're disgusting. What is that all about? You know who we've got on the show tomorrow as our guest?
No.
Julius. Julius Malema.
You got Julius.
What? EFF.
EFF.
Wow.
And I found out yesterday that there are 2 white people in the EFF.
Yes.
Just the 2.
I've seen those people being interviewed before.
Well, of course they're going to go for the white people because there's hardly any in the EFF.
Yes, that's true.
I'll let you hear what they sound like in a moment or two. And we've got my folks coming up in just a mo as well, so I think we should go to them. I don't want to keep them waiting too much longer. They hate being here, and they're very nervous.
There's a baby there, too. Can't keep that hanging around for too long.
Yeah. Little Luke.
Your nephew.
Your nephew.
Right. He must be the youngest ever radio broadcaster we've ever had.
3 months.
He's got to be, right. If he actually makes a noise, he will be the youngest guest we've ever had, too. That would be quite cool.
Yeah.
By the way, whenever we have anyone famous in here like Harry this morning, then we're also going to have him sign the wall. We've got a big wall out here, so all the celebs will sign the wall, and we'll have a whole collection of beautiful signatures of all the famous people.
CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're back. 13 after 8 if you are watching the clock for some reason. That's another thing we won't be doing is giving you the time, because we've realized, like everybody else in radio hasn't, that you can actually check your own phone or watch. I suppose it made sense in the like 1960s that you needed to get the time from the DJ, you know, but yeah. Now you don't need to worry about that stuff.
We even had to phone people for the time.
Yeah, speaking of the phones, by the way, here is Lisa the lesbian. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, Gareth, for once I can say you're not only standing good, but you're looking really, really good.
Are you watching us?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Thank you, my darling. How are you?
I'm very well. I've missed you guys, hey?
We've missed you too.
Yeah.
How's your beautiful girlfriend?
Oh, I had to drag her ass out of bed this morning, but when I said Gareth and Leanne's boobs are on TV, she jumped up like Superman.
Look at that. See, Leanne, you're already drawing audience in huge droves.
I've got a bra here, too, for later.
So hold up your bra and let them see your bra.
Not the one I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. No, the old one that you brought.
It's not really old. I still wear it.
Hold on. Another way, my dog is being let in and out. He's actually got someone to look after him this morning, like a minder. That is enormous. Just hold it up again.
It fits on my face.
Look at the size of that. What is that cup size there? That is enormous. Are you watching this, Lisa?
Yes, I am. Hey, they're
good heavens.
The label's a bit faded, but I can tell you it's a 32GG.
Good Lord, Lisa, you could fit. You could fit everything in there, right?
Yes.
Good heavens.
I could fit the entire contents of my handbag in there.
Listen, what are we going to do with that bra? Keep it, because tomorrow we're going to make Damon put it on, and we'll fill it with potatoes and see how many we can get in. All right, Damon, will you go and buy a bag of potatoes today, please, so that we can do that for you tomorrow?
I think our fridge doesn't always have potatoes. I've got stock.
No, but we're going to need a lot. You're going to come in here and there's not going to be enough, and then I'm going to be angry with you.
No, we don't want that. Hey. I've never seen that before.
Not at all. All right, I want you to meet my family now. They've just come in. And this is probably the first time I've had all of them here at the same time. Lisa, I'm going to let you go. All right. Thank you. So, Mum, Dad, Robert, Sandy, my nephew Luke, who's the newest addition to the family. It's, what a cute baby. I mean, what a beautiful
man.
Child. Look at him. Isn't he gorgeous? Huh?
Aw. He's got little penguin socks on, man.
No, he's very
Stop
cute.
It.
All right, so Mum, say hello, because a lot of people have heard you before on the phone, but they've never seen you before. Now you're on TV. This is what you've always hated.
Yes.
You've never wanted this to happen. Get close to the microphone. You're not a professional.
I'm just worried I'm going to be too loud.
I'll worry about that.
All right.
Got it under control.
Good
I've
morning,
been doing this a while.
Everyone.
See, she still doesn't trust me. I've been doing this how many years, and she thinks I don't know what I'm doing.
All I've heard on my side is, Gareth, don't be stupid.
Yeah, but that's what you always say to me. Move a little bit to the right. Apparently, you're cutting the shot. All right, there we go. You're right, not my right. You're right.
Stop giving instructions.
Well, it's for TV. I'm trying to get used to this. What do you think of the set?
Yeah.
Dad, what do you think?
Very, very good.
Huh? What do you think of this?
Yeah, I like it. I think it looks very good.
Do you believe I finally got a real job?
Not really. I don't think so, but you're trying.
Your name's on the wall, shame.
Now, tell the truth.
True.
When
yep.
I told you I was going to resign from Five, you thought, oh no, I'm going to have to support him again. Tell the truth, because I know you were worried about it.
No, I wasn't at all.
Really?
Not in the least, but no.
Were you nervous for him?
No, not at all.
Tell us why.
Well, because I knew that whatever you did, you'd be successful at.
Oh, look at that.
That's nice. You see, that's the kind of parental support that I don't get at home, but that. Thank you. No, I do. I'm kidding. Of course I do. I love these people.
That'll cost you 50 Rand.
No, don't worry, he's putting in the invoice.
Incidentally, where's my appearance check?
No, you don't.
Leanne, have you got it?
There you go.
Do you know what we've got to do?
Chris, hang on. Where's my appearance?
Hold on.
Mabali, have you got it?
Just hang on. The truth is, we couldn't afford you.
All of you, just shut up for a second. This is important. Evett and Chris, can we please get release forms for all of our guests from now on? Because we're going to have them coming in, and I don't want them complaining that we've used clips of them in the wrong place or whatever. And these people are very litigious. I need to be in control of that.
Sandy, where are you?
Yeah, come up here. My sister. I'm so proud of her. This is my sister. Now, she doesn't want the attention, but I'm going to give it to her anyway.
Hello.
She just, don't sound so happy to be here. She, in January, was admitted as an advocate of the High Court in Pretoria, which means that she is now the most successful, Cliff.
Oh.
that was always held by my brother Robert, who's going to say hello in a second, but he's holding his son.
Well, now he's got a baby, so that adds to his success.
Let me tell you, this has been a hell of a year for the Cliffs so far. I've changed jobs, which pales in comparison to what my sister's achieved, and which pales in comparison to the new addition to the family, who's really getting all the attention now. Rob's, come up here. This is my brother. Any one of these mics, yeah, just come up to this one. This is good. And don't block that camera, otherwise people can't see me, which is the whole point.
Oh, he looks like a mini Rob. It's
he
so
does,
cute.
Huh? So, are you happy to be here? You think Luke's excited?
I'm very happy to be here, and I just want to say to all people that think babies are easy and fun, it's rubbish. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work. It's hard graft, and I don't recommend it to anyone who enjoys sleep in their own time.
We told you so.
But it is worth it.
It takes the pressure off Sans and I, though. We don't have to bring along a child anytime soon. All right, Mom, sit down. I'm sure there are going to be people who want to talk to you, but I thought that because we haven't ever had you here before, you might want to say that, how you feel about what's been going on with me, and maybe you want to tell people what it's like raising me and living with me.
Well, as I said at my birthday party, that all the wrinkles on this side are due to you,
mm-hmm.
and the others are shared by Sandy and Robert.
So I'm responsible for half of your anxiety.
Absolutely. But I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of what you achieved now, and your team. Very proud of all of you.
Thanks, Damon.
Thank you.
And you, Damon.
Damon, how's that, huh?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Even you.
And Naomi hasn't even said that.
By the way, we did a studio on-air test yesterday. And Naomi Calvari, Damon's mother, was our first ever caller during the test, which we didn't want to publicize because I thought we were live on air, but I didn't want people to listen unless they happened to stumble upon it. But it was quite fun because Naomi Calvari could hardly hear me, and we were still testing the lines. And she was actually, it was a pretty good appearance, Damon. You have nothing to be worried about there. You did well.
I thought she could have spoken more.
What do you want to ask my parents? You always have questions for them.
Why is Gareth the way he is? Like, what did you do?
Damon, I don't know. And then we went on and had two more, but they were okay.
Do you think it's just genetics?
Yes.
Don't blame me for that, please.
Robert and Sandy are more like normal.
Yeah, they're like me.
What are you trying to say, normal? What do you mean by normal?
You're a very interesting person. That's what makes you what you are.
Yeah, well, I could say the same about you. It doesn't sound like a compliment, though. It sounds like the kind of thing that you'd say to someone you don't really like. What do you want?
No, that, I didn't mean that.
Answer the phones. What would you like to ask my parents, Ian?
I'd like to ask your brother and sister.
Okay.
Because I've got a younger brother, and I never really asked how he felt about things, but was he a terrible big brother?
Have I embarrassed you two?
Sharing a room with him for 12 years?
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad.
Did he share things with you? Because I never used to share with my brother.
Yeah, we got along. We've never really
we
had
shared
problems
Lego.
With each other. Yeah, Lego we shared.
Combined our Lego sets, which was good. But
okay.
No, he's actually been quite easygoing.
Good big brother.
Yeah.
Never really beat me up, even though he was bigger.
This is going to be our big bonding year, because every 4 years there's a World Cup, and my brother and I are obsessed with the World Cup. And so we watch every single match, and we've supported the loser team of Argentina for how long, and we're going to continue to. And he told me the other day, he's just been to the shops, and he went and bought the new Argentina football kit. So now I have to go and get it as well.
Absolutely.
And we have to get to his house or mine, and we watch all the matches. And it's only every 4 years, so it's not high-level admin.
Is Gareth the only one in the family with the OCD and the extreme?
No.
Now, this is a good point. I'm glad that this came along. Mom, you always used to just say to me, it's important to be neat and tidy.
Yes, but I didn't mean to take it to the extreme.
But I always thought that that was how I would get your approval. So I would always keep things neat and tidy. Aww. And I would wash my hands because then I could have your approval.
I've got a number for you that you can phone.
See how
I didn't realize that I'd installed this on
Listen,
you.
You've done a good job. I'm very happy. One of the reasons that I haven't had children is because I don't think I could do as good a job as you two have. And you know I'm being very, very honest when I tell
you
that. But it's
been hard work.
Listen. Nobody's perfect. The whole thing with this parenting thing, and I'm sorry that my brother's wife isn't here, because she is just the most incredible mother. She's outside. She doesn't want to be on camera, but she's the most incredible mother. And watching her at work with Luke, who's now sort of getting a little grumpy.
Oh, he's about to cry.
Oh, he might make his first noise on radio.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Yay, it's done. Listen to this. not him. He's not as bad as that. Mm-hmm. He's actually such a good baby. Except my brother says that he doesn't always allow them to sleep. What do you want to ask, Mubs?
No, ask. The OCD.
You're happy.
Yeah. He wants to hear it again because he's OCD.
All right, let's go to Eugene. Hey, Eugene, what's up, brother?
Morning, Gareth.
Yeah, what's happening?
Great. You've got a great show. I just want to ask you something as a little request. That camera shot of Damon, his nostrils look like two caves there. Can't you take a lift that camera up so we can actually see what he looks like?
Oh, boy.
You know... we tried to get the best angle on Damon that we can.
Is there a better angle? I don't even
The angle we've got on him, please believe me, we've been, the whole month almost, has been devoted to trying to find the right angle for him. This is the best we can do, please believe me.
I've got a better angle. Why don't you just switch his camera off completely?
That's probably, you're probably on the money there. Thank you, dude.
Absolutely. Anyway, caves.
All right, thanks.
That looks better, but Damon mustn't look up. He must look down all the time. Otherwise, you get the cave shot.
Listen, you know what's going to happen here? Eugene, a lot of the things that we are going to do, we're not even going to remember we're on cameras.
Typical of Damon.
Dude, I got to go because this line is terrible. His phone line is awful. And it's just annoying when you can't hear somebody properly. Thanks, dude. Nice call. We got a couple of things we've got to do. I've got to burn my SABC card. Now, you two are both smokers. Both my parents smoke. Despite my best efforts to stop them from smoking, the closest we've come is when my brother had his son. Now they have smoked. They can smoke less. And when they're with Luke, they don't miss it. So we may actually be making progress here. Why do you look so exasperated? Talk to me.
I've heard this all so many times before. Just get off it. Leave us alone. We're old enough to smoke. We're big enough.
We know
what we're doing. Just leave us.
Now,
my
father was expelled from boarding school.
No, he was not.
You were expelled.
No, I was not.
What's the story then?
No, there's no story. I was not expelled from anywhere.
Did you fail?
It was your mother that was expelled.
You were both. You were both expelled.
No, I was not.
Mom, is it true that he was expelled from his school?
I don't know about it.
Tell the truth.
I was asked to leave the boarding school, but I could stay on
expelled.
At the school.
But why? What happened?
Oh, Mabali. Smoking.
Oh.
She let off a stink bomb in the church.
And that was it. They said, sorry, you can stay at the school, but you're not going to come back to the boarding school.
That's brilliant.
And by comparison, I've got to tell you, your children are all really well behaved. None of us are drug addicts yet.
Excuse me.
None of
us are. Well behaved.
We are. And we may have given you some grey hairs, but we're pretty good people. Hey, Robs, we're not difficult to live with. We haven't been awkward and complicated. No, we don't.
Impossible.
My sister smokes.
Impossible lot.
I'm just worried what is going to happen when we're not around anymore.
What do you mean?
With you three.
What do you think? We're suddenly going to go crazy?
Mm. We'll be blissfully unaware. Don't even worry about that.
Your job will be done.
You two, somehow, even though you smoke and you're actually quite healthy, you're going to last a long
time.
They
look good. Mm.
My mother had a grandmother who lived to 103.
Oi,
so I don't want to imagine you at 103. I'm not looking after her.
Me neither.
You or you, Kat. You've got your own baby to look. Okay, Sands, it's all yours.
Thanks.
When these two are pooing into nappies.
Oh, no.
Dreadful.
Like Luke is, then they're your problem.
No.
I'm saying with peace and love that I will not be responsible for my parents when they get old. I don't like old people. They start to smell like we at a certain age. You two don't yet, but who knows what's coming.
What a dreadful conversation.
I'd like to burn my SABC access card, but I need to have something to
you
burn it.
You need a vessel.
In. Yeah, I need something metal.
Like, here's a mug. Bin.
No, I don't want to burn it in the mug. We're going to need that later. We've got very low budgets here.
Miles,
yeah. Can someone, where's Sia, the intern? Find me a dish to burn this card in, because we've only got a couple of minutes and we've got to go. I don't want to use a mug.
It will be permanently plastic.
Just bring a mug in here or something. I don't care. Whatever. We'll get another mug. I really don't care. Ceramic, it won't. Thank you, Jim.
I hope there aren't any fire alarms or anything that are going to go off.
Have you got a good angle on this, Barry? Are you happy with this? Can I burn this here? You don't see it. Here. Right. Okay,
no, it's plastic, right?
Yeah, it's plastic.
Is it going to burn?
I hope so. We're going to try. So here it is. I just want to say, with peace and love, my time at the SABC is over. There's the front of the card. See? It's not really... Oh, it makes horrible fumes.
Terrible smells. You're not very
is
good
this
at
your
the light.
Lighter?
Yes, it's mine.
I'm going to get the fire extinguisher.
Ooh, that's very weird watching your face burn.
Is my face burning?
Yeah, my face is burning.
I don't think we're going to get this thing lit. I'm giving up on that. It's not going to work.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Just look, at least we tried.
It can't be used anymore.
You can see this is unrehearsed. We don't script anything. It's real. 100% real. All right, listen, a couple of other thank yous I just want to throw in. Because to make all of this possible, and thank you, Mom, don't go away. Dad's not go away either. I'm not finished with you yet. We're going to take some calls.
Well, then so, I'm going to leave.
Are you going, Sant?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have you enjoyed this morning? Has it been fun out there?
Yes.
Are people enjoying it?
It's been very early.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
that. It's very early to wake up.
Her brow is furrowed.
Oh. Mm. Do you know, I've got to tell you a story about something really dumb that I did. About
another thing.
Very dumb. This is a very dumb thing I did about 4 or 5 days ago. I'll tell you about that just now. All right. So when we come back, we'll have a little bit more of my parents. We'll also do some recaps on the revelations. We'll let you know what happened on Nolene's show. We were on Three Talk the other day. So all of that's on the way. Stick around. It's coming right up. Here's Harry Sideropoulos.
Okay, let's see what
let's do this.
I'm Harry Sideropoulos, announcer for the Gareth Cliff Show, and this morning we're broadcasting live from cliffcentral.com in their sexy new studios in Johannesburg, capital of sex workers, Nigerian drug dealers, where politicians vie for positions to become stupid MECs and premiers. So welcome to the Gareth Cliff Show, babies.
Yes, thank you very much, Harry. He's good, huh?
Very good.
Right, I want to go pro good. After this.
Yeah.
Like after this Gareth Cliff Central, I'm going to
do whatever you want. So listen, I mean, I tried to do that because I thought that that might be interesting to you because you used to watch TV when TV first came to this country.
Leon Craver.
He's been around since before time. But they used to have announcers for shows. So you'd have a show.
Yeah.
And then the person Indeed. Who hosted the show wouldn't come on first. They'd have someone else announce them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Johnny Carson always used to be announced by Ed Sullivan in the old days of The Tonight Show. And the funny thing is The Tonight Show has now got a new host as well. We haven't really had time to catch up on that either, but Jimmy Fallon has taken over that show.
And we know him. We've seen him before. Lots,
yeah, it's so quite a big deal.
It's not like it's anyone
very
new.
Very big deal. By the way, because we're in Comedy Central, this is it's going to be easier for us to get like material that they from all their shows, like South Park and Jon Stewart and Tosh, Stephen Colbert. I think he's only on for a little while because he's taking over from Letterman soon. But we'll be able to use that material too, so we're going to have a whole lot of stuff. Here's a bit of info for you if you're looking for information on the technical aspect of what we're going to do. If you listen for an hour every day, it will cost, you will use 300 megabytes per month. So if you listen every day for an hour, you'll only use 300 meg a month.
Jeez.
That's not so
not bad.
Bad
at all.
I mean, I thought it would be a lot higher. If you listen to the whole show, you can multiply that by 3, then it'll be 900 megs a month. That's quite a lot more.
Well, if you can afford it, then
but,
do
you
it.
Know, look at this dog.
Oh, no.
If you haven't
it's
seen my
so
dog
precious.
Before, this is Carl, who I've had for 3 years. He's the cutest dog in the world. He's the happiest dog in the world. He's no work, right? Even when I leave him with you.
No.
So well behaved.
He follows you all over. He wags his tail when you speak to him. It's so sweet.
He loves me.
And when he needs to go, he'll let you know.
Right.
He's so cute.
He's very intelligent. He's highly sensitive. And I always have trouble with my parents because they say that I'm not good enough to him. Because I'm always away. Or,
you don't explain to him.
He doesn't understand.
He does understand.
No, he doesn't. Carl.
Even
Carl,
I know that.
Watch it. Let's try it. Carl. Who are your friends? Are your friends Miles, that's my mom and dad's dog, Emma, Annabelle, and who's your other friend? Are the bulldogs your friend? Are they? Oh, man. Carl.
He's turning his head.
Each name, he puts his head.
Did you get that on camera, Barry? That's ratings gold, that. What a cute dog. Oh, man. All right, so listen, I'm not going to keep you in here because I know you hate being on radio and you hate being on TV. But I insisted that you were part of the first show because I want people to know. If you watch us and you listen to us every day, I want you to know I'm a real person. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm going to introduce you to my real family. You don't mind calling in the future if we have you. Please?
All right. Depends on what the appearance money looks like. We'll have to negotiate.
Dad's not letting
no, of course
go.
We will.
Thank
of course
you.
We will.
Thank you. And I love you guys, and this is if I've achieved anything here, it's because you put in the hard work right in the early days. So thank you. I love you both.
We love you too. Thank you.
Very proud of all.
Well
of
done.
You.
All right, now get out of here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can
there
I take Cole?
Yeah, my check.
Take Cole with me.
You got my
stop
check.
With the money. People are going to start thinking you're snoring. All right, hang on. Just wait 1 second. I've got Astrid here.
Oh dear.
No, I want to go to Astrid. Astrid is like my other mother. Is she on the line? Astrid. Astrid?
Hey, Gags.
How are you?
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Astrid is my mom's oldest friend.
No, she's younger than I am.
And she's my other mother. No, but you two have been friends for the longest time. And I'm sure you've called in to tell us some truths behind the truth.
Darling, I would never let on. I would never. I want to just say hi to your mom and dad. Monica, you look fantastic on TV.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Okay, and Luke is just too much. He's absolutely wonderful. Gagsy, well done, darling. We're all so proud of you.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
You like this? Are you going to watch?
Of course I'm going to watch, Gareth.
You know what
course.
The best part is that you can swear as much as you like when we're doing the show between 6 and 7:30. So if you called in, you can go wild.
Okay, so I couldn't say anything terrible now.
You could, the Comedy Central people will lose control of their bowels, but you could try.
No, I won't. I'll behave today, darling. I'll phone you tomorrow and swear.
Thank you. Astrid, love you.
All right, darling.
Thanks
love you too. Lots of love.
That's very
ciao,
sweet.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
She's like extended family. My mom and Astrid like Pats and Eddie from Absolutely Fabulous. Smoking up a storm and...
Mm-hmm.
Laughed a lot.
Yeah, that's swearing at people and generally being obnoxious. My mother looks all saintly and decent here now. Let me assure you, that is not the way
she cackles away, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
Gotta be kidding.
All right, we've got Natasha. You two can go. I did say goodbye and then...
Okay.
Hang on. Wait. Natasha wants to talk to you. Put on the headphones, Mom. Hey, Natasha.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, it's Puzza Thursday, by the way.
It is.
That's right. Yeah.
Natasha, what did you want to say?
Good morning, Cliffy!
What?
Good morning, Cliffy!
Cliff something. Which Natasha?
What, do you know this person?
I don't know.
Do you know my parents?
No, can you hear us?
I can't hear what you're just tell me what you're saying.
We said good morning, Clifters.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
I love you guys.
Hello.
You. Very nice of you. Thank you. Bit of a failure there, but yeah, again, thank you. They tried very hard. All right, thank you. You can clear out of here now. Jeez, what an episode.
Thank
Saying
you.
Goodbye is the hardest part of this. Thank you. Oy vey.
Bye, Cliff family.
We'll get to know the rest of them, and we'll probably have Lee Hans' parents and family in here sometime.
Oh.
We'll probably have my buddies. Although your father still hates me, right? What? No, you've got to move to your mic now. I'm completely confused. No, it's fine. Come over here. It's for television. We've got to keep it all together. Go to your microphone, then I'll know what's going on.
We'll get this right. It'll be smooth.
Yeah, please bear in mind, I hate to do this. I hate to sound a little unprofessional, but we really are getting the feeling here. We're trying to find our feet.
Soon I'll be able to fly from one chair to another.
Yeah. We'll have this down pat soon. We're fast learners. We're not the most intelligent people in the world, but we're fast learners.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but your dad.
He hates you. I mean, when I told him that I wasn't going to finish my honors degree in medical microbiology,
yeah,
he blamed you. He said radio is not a real job. And then my mom kind of talked him into, saying yes. But he still hates you.
Yeah, look, I've got to thank my team as well, Leanne Mabali and Damon. You guys decided to drop everything and come with me. And I think you can see the potential here is unlimited.
Yeah.
We can do anything we want.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
I'm going to put together things here that you've never heard before, that you've never seen before, and we're going to have so much fun doing it. And this brings me to the auditions, because we've got 1,000 people who start live auditions from 9 o'clock this morning, and we'll continue over the course of next week as well. Every day after the show... It's brought to you by Baraka Boost Liquid Energy. These are going to be the future broadcast stars of this country.
So they might have a show on here.
They could have a show. They could have 5 shows. They could have 100 shows. And we don't have to worry about making space for them. But because this is on the internet, everybody's welcome. So listen after 9 because you might hear someone who's incredible. You might hear some terrible people. But it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I see we've got some breakfast that's just been brought in by Nando's, right?
Oh, thank goodness.
That's not bad.
Sure.
And I would love Nando's to become a regular client of ours. I love Nando's. I love I love their brand. I love the way they do these cheeky ads.
Mm, good
they,
sense of humor.
They understand the uncensored, unrestricted thing, so they would be a good partnership for us. We'd love to have you guys on board. Hence the fact that I'm giving you the free mention. But it's all looking very, very good. I also think that it's worth mentioning that we are in Rivonia in Johannesburg. So if you were looking for us, you'd have to make appointments because we, you know, we can't just let any lunatic in here. But you can email damon@cliffcentral.com if you've got queries. We're also going to try and figure out how the best, you know, way for you to listen works out. It could be on your phone with WeChat. It could be at home on the internet on your laptop or your iPad. A lot of people are doing that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that you just watch half the show on Comedy Central.
Mm.
But we have lots and lots of ideas, and we're going to keep on working at making it the easiest thing in the world for you to do. This is the future. Either you can keep on doing things the way that you've always done them. Remember there used to be a thing called shortwave radio?
What's yes. that? I don't know.
Mabali's 12. She doesn't understand. Shortwave radio was this very archaic, very hissing, popping. It sounded like this. This is how we would sound on shortwave.
Good morning, London. This is shortwave radio. My name is Delta Bravo. Delta Bravo. Come in, asseblief.
Oh.
And we are broadcasting live to an area of about 50 square meters.
So then shortwave radio disappeared. And then they had AM radio, which was medium wave. And Ingrid is on the phone. Ingrid is old enough to know about AM radio. Right, Ingrid?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to AM radio?
Yes, I did. I used to listen to LM and all those wonderful stations.
There we go. And then, of course, AM was discontinued, basically. There are still some AM stations, but they're very unsuccessful. And then it became FM. And then now it's the internet. This is the future.
Absolutely. Now tell me something. Do you remember me?
Of course I know who this is. This is Ingrid. I know Ingrid. Yeah, Ingrid. Ingrid, you're calling us from White River.
Yes, correct.
There we go. Yes. Now what's happening in White River?
Well, nothing much. We've got a lovely day today.
Yes.
But I just wanted to congratulate Gags, and also I'm sorry his family have gone, because I actually, you know, I wanted to say something to all of them as well.
Yes.
But it's mainly just to congratulate Gags and to wish him
all call me Gags.
What?
No, no, I'm just explaining to everybody that this is a nickname I have in the family.
Okay.
Gags. Yeah. A lot
also,
of people don't know.
I'm sure that the show is going to flow much better once this is all over.
Oh, do you think it's a little bit stop-start?
A little bit at the moment. I think, you know, he does need to.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Obviously, it's all very new and everything.
Sure. No, it's the systems, you know. We've got to figure that stuff out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Engi, thank you very much for calling. I'm so glad we can have you on.
Thank you.
You know what the other nice thing about this is that you can call us from anywhere in the world, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't have a hope of that if you're sticking just to ordinary old radio. And that's why this is exciting. We could have people from America, people from China, like Jen Su. Hey, Jen Su. What's happening? You don't need to audition. Get on that microphone. Jen Su is here. Jen will be doing her own show, too. And she's going to be doing celebrity stuff. She'll be doing all the events that she goes to. You can keep track of absolutely everything with this woman, because she goes to the opening of an envelope. And how
every
she does
it. Opening of a police docket, I'm there.
But let me tell you, you always look glamorous and spectacular. And I'm so glad to have you on board, too.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to you guys. This is amazing. I just, like, 2 days ago, there was nothing in here. This is incredible.
Yeah.
How did you do this?
You were at the Samas, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
The Samas was...
Isn't her going, yaw?
Samas was great. Afiki Zolo, they
cleaned up.
Cleaned up. 8 big awards. I danced on stage with Mikasa. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Pearl, you won TV dancing on stage?
Yeah. Ooh, Pearl Modiade, I thought she was a great MC. So it was awesome.
Well, last year I went to the Samas, and it's the first and only time I've ever been, and I had such a party afterwards.
You presented an award, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was for.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Well, they wouldn't have given you a very important one.
No. I get the rubbish ones. Listen, we've got to catch up. We've got Game of Thrones to talk about, which is getting... I mean, what's happening? How much can we talk about? Because...
Well, they've just aired episode 2.
I just don't want to... You know how people get upset with spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And there is a big big thing that's going to happen in the next episode. This Game of Thrones is the best show on television. I am hooked. This Khaleesi is the picture I have in my head when I fall asleep at night.
Yeah, most of us do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't care how geeky it is or how stupid it is that people don't all love the show. I know Leanne doesn't even know what we're talking about.
No, she hasn't watched a single episode.
But this Game of Thrones is just unbelievable. No, what a terrific show.
The scripting is amazing, wow. And the directing and effects and all sorts of things.
Yeah, we can still get a minute, right? We can go to a call quickly. Who's this here? Luke, what's up, dude?
Hi.
Hey, Luke.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'd like to tell you guys, look great.
Good.
Show's looking good.
Thanks, man.
And I think you've got a chunk of gold on your lap.
What do you mean? You mean this is going to be a success story?
More than a success story. I'm glad somebody in South Africa has woken up and done something like this. And I'm happy for you.
Are you drunk?
Not at all.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Such a pleasure.
Thanks so much. What a nice guy.
Thank
you. Hey, listen, if I have success, it's only because you're listening. And I want to give you the best I can. I want to be able to do stuff here that we've never been able to do before. Julius Malema is coming in tomorrow.
That's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be awesome. His ad was banned by the SABC, so we have in common that, you know, we both weren't at the SABC anymore.
Been a little censored right. There, yeah.
He's apparently coming with an entourage. Like he
travels. Always does.
He's the commander-in-chief.
I'm coming to photobomb.
Of course.
And so we'll have him in here. We'll play the ad that got banned, and we'll also play the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life, Julius Malema's voicemail.
His actual voicemail?
Yeah, Damon has been calling him to get him lined up as a guest.
Yeah.
And this guy has the craziest voicemail message you've ever heard in your life. It's like a poem.
Oh, really?
And,
it's revolutionary.
So Ari, the one producer, phoned him and recorded it, but he answered.
Oh, no.
So we had to call again when he wouldn't answer. And then Ari didn't know what to say to him when he answered.
Hello?
This is Julius Malema. Oh, man. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, so I think we're off Comedy Central now. This is exciting. See, we're trying to figure out, like, TV does a different thing to radio at this point.
That's very confusing in the beginning. Yeah. And you have to multitask so many things.
I would love to hear from you where you think we can improve things and where we can tighten stuff up. Because, honestly, all this equipment is brand new. The TV element of things is something I've never had to do before. It's very exciting, but it makes me a little bit anxious. Are we cool, Barry?
We're out of Comedy Central. We're still on WeChat, eh?
Okay, yeah. So there's no more TV.
Yeah, no more TV.
Just I can expose my genitals.
Thank goodness. Let it loose.
Everybody, Leanne, take your breath.
I can let my stomach up. Jen's scratching her crotch.
This is great. Oh, listen to those. There's queefing coming out of Jen's suit. what a relief. So, Jen, where else have you been doing in the last month? Where have you been going?
I've been going to a lot of things.
You can tell me now.
The SAFTA.
Maybe do one more announcement, eh?
Yeah, of course. Come. Of course. We've got Harry in one more.
Sorry about that, Jen.
Hey, like he
No, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. Listen, we can do what we want here.
Oh, good. Harry and I get to... I thought we were going to share a chair.
So you two have met, obviously.
Jen, it's not like that, hey?
Hello. And I love your voice.
Gareth, you need to turn Harry's mic on.
We met last year.
We did?
Yes, and you were doing a great fashion show for charity.
Yes,
And
indeed.
You lost your purse.
Yes,
and
you
I
remember.
And I was trying to find your purse.
I remember.
Oh, that's
and
so
did your
sad.
Mother never tell you to just not...
But then now.
Yes. Would you like me to do the final Hello. Answer for the Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com? If you need a man in your life, someone who will be with you every morning, wake up and make you laugh and make you smile, you've come to the right place. And then that means that you'll be cheating on your husband. So welcome to the Gareth Cliff Show, baby.
Listen, dude, I really enjoyed having you here.
I love being here. It's such an honor to have you on your first show. You guys are going to rock. You're going to rock.
When your album comes out, come and visit us again.
I will.
And I've got to tell you, the people are lining up to have you as an announcer.
Woohoo!
I just got a call from ANN7, and they'd love you to work with them.
Okay.
They're outside. You can send them in if you want to. I don't mind if the ANN7 people come in now. Maybe they want to interview me while I'm on the air.
Okay.
Yeah, let them. Yeah, let ANN 7 come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Who we got here, Damon?
ANN 7.
Yeah, but who's from ANN 7?
Take a seat.
Studios a buzz. So much going on. All right. By the way, we're off the TV part of things now. Grab a seat. Yeah, right here's good.
You and I will share.
What is your name?
It's Avashni.
Avashni.
Yeah.
And you're going to interview me.
I am going to interview you.
You're good over there? You got an angle? You're happy with me? All right, fantastic. What do you want to know?
Well, Gareth, firstly, congratulations on this concept. It's quite intelligent, but of course, we don't expect any less from you. You've been quoted saying that radio is dead.
Yeah, I knew you'd bring that up.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Well, it's one of those things that you say because you want to get people's attention, but it's not entirely true because I love radio, and I've grown up in radio, and I feel like I've done the most I could do in radio. It's not dead. There will always be a place for radio, but I believe this is the future.
Of course.
Instead of saying that one thing needs to be replaced by another, I think the point I was trying to make is that you can have both, but that this is where the exciting stuff is going to happen. You need to be on that crackling edge to make things happen, right? And this is where it's going to go down.
Well, well said. Now, with regards to the expectations from your show,
yes.
Of course, your fans pretty much know what to expect from you, and your haters are just looking out to see what you do and what they can
let's
talk
read a
about.
Quick, let's read a hate mail.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you actually do that, that you,
you
read,
read
those
some,
hate mail.
Okay, let me read this one to you. This is terrific. This is a really horrible one. This is from Anonymous. It says, I am a firm believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the sole reason why I haven't yet attempted to hit you with my car.
Oh, wow.
I pray that one day God will realize his mistake, come to his senses, and strike you dead with one lightning bolt.
Sorry, not, it's not very Christian.
These things I say, hold on, she explains. I think it's a she, I'm guessing. These things I say are not in my nature. In Scripture, God teaches us not to hate our fellow man, but I do not consider you a man. You are a demon, a seed of evil that is even beyond Satan's own comprehension. May your eternal soul be endlessly raped by devils with huge black cocks.
I'm sorry, what?
Who says that?
That's what she said. Just hang on. Listen, this is very insightful. May you be endlessly raped by devils with huge black cocks. I can't believe I'm saying that, Anonymous.
Wow.
Well, we can't believe Anonymous would say that.
Wasn't brave enough to actually give their name.
I don't mind, Jen. There's love for everybody.
But, Gareth, here's the thing, though. You've come to this point, or maybe you've always been there. I don't know. But you can take this, and you can take it really well. And not everyone can do that. How do you manage it? That's quite hurtful and
listen, we're all
evil.
We're all adults here. Some days it gets to you, some days it doesn't. There were times on Twitter, because Twitter, everybody can say whatever they want about you. And people will be really personal and really horrible and really mean. But to me, those are not always the ones who deserve the attention. I like to give it to them because then suddenly sometimes they change their mind and they become like your big best friend.
A lot of the times they don't expect you to respond.
Mm.
And I find that works quite well. I'll respond and say something back.
And then
they apologize.
They sometimes change their tune completely. But how are you guys doing at ANN7? Because I have to say, like, we were hard on you, and we were very, we were nasty. We would play clips of all the presenters screwing up the whole way through the show, and we loved it because it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
But you're really doing, and this is why I also want people to know that what we're going to be doing here is we're going to train young talent, and they're going to be mistakes. And one thing I've got to give, and I said this on air when we were still at 5FM, and I'll say it again, the fact that ANN7 is giving new young people in broadcasting a chance is, to me, endlessly worthy of applause.
Yeah, that's great foresight. Yeah.
And some of your presenters have become some of the best presenters on TV. I've got to say that. You're a terrific channel now. It's really worth... You know, he's a big fan of ANN7. It's my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might want to interview him.
Because of the content. And you can vouch for the presenters, right, Jen? Because you always see
Jen's
us around.
There.
And we're going to get a two-shot of this because my bosses need to hear my comment.
Go ahead.
With regards, I just want to touch on what you mentioned about ANN7. Yes, when it initially started, with regards to who they hired, I'm not going to say too much about it because I was not there when it launched.
Mm-hmm.
I came on board 6 months after with experience in the industry. So I do commend them for actually giving youngsters the platform. Maybe when you launch, sometimes you may go about it the wrong way. But I think it's trial and error. And with anything that just starts and anything new, you're going to learn as you go along. And I think
they've mastered that formula. So now they are churning out good talent. So
for sure.
It's quite exciting.
All right, you've got about a minute. And then
okay,
I'm
and in that
here.
Minute, I want to just ask you,
yes.
With regards to what we can expect from
yes.
the, for the rest of the week, let's just look at this week.
This week?
And how are things going to be different to your radio show?
I got to tell you, we've got a list of things that we didn't even get to today that we've got to still do. So, I mean, we've got Julius in tomorrow. We're going to fill Leanne's bra with potatoes and make Damon wear it, which should look horrible for TV.
There more. We'll need to remind ourselves of the revelations that we've made.
We'll on Monday we'll reveal whose revelation is which. Do you want to hear those? Did you miss them?
Yes, we did catch some of those.
Oh,
those are quite interesting.
These
actually.
Are very heavy.
Well,
we've got number one. I once accepted a lift from a stranger who then exposed their genitals to me. Sorry. I once had an orgy in a hotel room in Cape Town with six people, two men and three women, one of whom is kind of famous. Number three, when I was in primary school, I used to stand on the toilet in the cubicle, stick my head over the top of the wall, and watch other people in the other cubicles doing their thing. Pretty sick.
Oh, boy.
And I lost my virginity, this is number four, with a caller. Met the person through the radio and did it on the first night of visiting the caller's house. It took 8 hours of conversation before the actual deed was performed.
Jeez.
What a lot of work.
Oh, ouch.
So, you try and figure out which is Damon, which is me, which is Leanne, and which is Mabali.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, that's going to be quite difficult.
So, listen, I can't tell you what we're going to do because we don't plan too much ahead of time. This is very real.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows who might call in tomorrow? We could speak to Michael Jackson from the grave. We could have
Julius Malema.
Julius might just do a little pirouette with his shirt off. You never know what could happen here.
And finally, Gareth, with regards to the new talent, after 9 today, they're going to be live.
This is very good. Yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
We've got 1,000 people, starting from today, live auditions, 9 o'clock until probably 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, same thing. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, until we've given everybody a chance because we want to create opportunities for new broadcasters. It's going to be very exciting. And I just want to say a big thank you again to our first client on the station, which is Baraka Boost New Liquid Energy. You get these things in sachets. It gives you the energy to do just about everything. And you think you're flat. Like I had 2 hours of sleep last night. I'm feeling fine. I had one of those this morning. I'm sorted. Way better than coffee.
Well, thank you so much for chatting, Tad.
Thank you, and good luck at ANN7.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got the last
word. All the best.
All right, you know what? It's 9 o'clock, and I don't care. I can carry on for another half hour if I want. You know why? Because we can do what we like, and if you want to call me, you can get on air. Damon, should we finish? Should we not tire ourselves out on the first day?
No, maybe we should take it a step at a time.
Let's give everybody else a chance. All right, everybody. Thank you. This has been terrific.
Yeah.
I look forward to the next couple of years together. You can't be fired. I can't be fired. We can do what we want. Welcome to the future of radio. CliffCentral.com